I think making like a fakey episode.
Oh god, that Mao kid's here.
Are we starting to
kick
old...
him? I can kick him if you want.
No, you're going too crazy with your newfound mod powers, Mitch.
We should never
Everyone's
kick
a mod in Mumble.
With, never kick... with great power comes great responsibility, Mitch.
I posted a minute. We're stuffing the side on.
I don't give a shit about the minute.
I give a shit about the minute.
We're not the village council now.
So... We can be the village council.
You want me to kick like... him now? I can kick him now.
No! Mitch. Fucking hell. A load of people fucking like came into the stream like, oh my god. Well, I say a load of people. I mean Roosty. Roosty came into the stream like, oh my god, Yo-Noid. Yeah, I love Yo-Noid. Fucking.
There are
There
are two human beings in this world who love Yo-Noid, and both of them are on GLA.
Hey, look, I don't love Yo-Noid. I just see the good things in it, the good qualities.
You just love it because Happy loves it.
They stand out because the rest of it is so shit.
Why did you lie? Why did you lie in chat for shits?
What?
You said the podcast was starting.
Hey, weren't we starting on the hour?
No, Fishhead's just lied. Do you want me to kick him? I'll kick him if you want.
Okay, fuck him. Piece of shit. I'm gonna finish this game.
The podcast, it was supposed to start at 6, and it's now 5:47.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
4:48.
Now, the clocks went forward yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it changed schedule.
That's confused a lot of people, I know, but...
We should just make a big-ass clock of hours from the start of the universe and use that.
That's what Unix does, only instead of the start of the universe, it uses seconds since a particular date in the 70s.
Daylight savings time is bullshit and causes so many problems.
Hey man, it's the fucking Romans' fault. That's who it is.
Why is it the Romans' fault, Kat?
Because we're using the Roman calendar, and basically all the fucking Roman emperors over the time were just like, yeah, let's have this many months, so let's add a month here, let's take a month away here. I think all the months should have an odd number of days in them, except this one, because odd numbers are lucky. But I think I'll shorten, let's make two extra months and put them here, how about that? Like, they just fucking... The 12th month is called December. Deck 10. 12. 10. 10 is 12.
Well, I'm pretty sure it was called December, and then they added the two extra months in the middle.
They did, and that is why the Romans are cunts.
This is bullshit.
Someone needs to deprecate that shit.
Anyway. Deprecated in favor of seconds since Unix zero time.
No.
Well, look. Hey, man, the Romans, I don't know, made a calendar wasn't perfect. But damn if it wasn't a calendar. Calendars are important, you know.
Unix time is the number of seconds that have elapsed since midnight UTC on Thursday, the 1st of January, 1970.
You know what fascinates me about calendars? Like, okay, look. The Roman calendar, yeah, sure, we've been using it for a long-ass time now in Europe, so it isn't very hard to find the dates of other things around
you
Europe.
You don't even use the Roman calendar anymore, by the way.
Oh, no, but similar. Anyway, okay. What I'm saying is, how do we know the exact times of, like, historical events that happened in places that never used the Roman calendar? Like,
do they called carbon dating.
Do they just extrapolate by people saying like from this many winters ago or like cosmological events like oh in this year there's Halley's Comet. I mean they probably did use like oh it's in this year since X and people were like yeah.
Well, Halley's Comet is pretty easy because it's a comet and it's pretty regular when it passes so you can calculate that backwards. But other historical events are just ballparked on descriptions and you just assume they're right when they say oh it's this year.
Well, didn't old-timey people often record stuff like the positions of the stars and moon?
Well, yeah, if you have something like that, you can easily... Well, it will be mostly correct.
Makes it easier to pinpoint.
Yeah.
You know, there's...
But I doubt someone writing a love letter would write that down.
I would.
Wait, what are you referring to when you said love letter?
I don't know, historical writings.
Historical
you know,
the Bible?
That's how the Bible is a love letter to
known today.
Today, King Publius Bob killed 1,000 people. was more than just historical writing, you know? Like, oh, the king did this. It was like people writing to each other or laundry lists and all that shit.
Dear Janet, the king killed 6,000 people. I love you, from Bernard.
It was sick.
It was wicked sick. That's how people talked.
P.S. Please get milk and eggs. Past.
They didn't have eggs back then.
Oh yeah, chickens weren't invented. I forgot.
The king wore this one robe. He looked tubular.
Weren't sheep like the size of rats at some point?
Yes, and we selected breeded them so they were just the right size.
They started as little mice who we had to breed in large numbers.
Exactly,
to get
because they started really small, but we found we couldn't farm them effectively because they would just squeeze through the gaps in the fences, so we had to breed them so that they would grow big so they wouldn't squeeze through them at all.
Do you think sheep will ever get the size of elephants?
Yes. We just
well,
keep growing them.
The size of mice, but then they eventually grew.
What do you think the woolly mammoth was?
I think it was a big ass.
Quasi dropping some truth bombs.
The woolly mammoth was originally a plant.
Dear Janet, the sheep grew into woolly mammoths today. Shit was cray.
Beautiful. Fucking beautiful, Mitch.
I want to get on Mr. Happy Man's wild ride.
Okay, so everyone here is playing. Hold on, let me put up the teams then. One moment.
Is this going to be random?
Yes.
Each team will have a theme, but he won't tell you what they are.
No, I'll just put you guys in the randomizer.
I hope it's butts and penises.
Like who has butts and who has penises?
Am I team captain of butts?
What if you have neither?
You go in the other pile.
Discussing video coming at you live from the Panama Canal. This is Happy Man, and with me are Animich.
What's up, guys? Man,
hey.
Fishheads.
Hey.
Freaky Demon.
Hello.
Jambalaya Bob.
I'm the best one.
Juju.
You mean JP2.
Mao.
Good evening.
And Quasi, who is not here.
Hello.
Oh, he is here. Sorry.
MD, but MD died. By MD.
Yeah, MD is somewhere.
He died.
Okay.
And today,
and now we shall
I'd
edit
like,
that in.
No,
seamlessly.
I'd like to predict the, what we're going to talk about on the podcast, okay?
Are we going to do Family Feud today?
No.
Yes.
No.
That's disappointing.
I'm so confused.
Will the podcast be in any way political?
No.
What do you think about Obama?
That you
I
mean
think
no.
he
Muslim.
Should stop trying to steal our white babies with his Amazon drones.
Oh, he's from the Amazon now?
No, the Amazon.com drones, Jamba.
Oh.
It's time to play some gentlemen discussing video Family Feud. Now, Family Feud works as it's a quiz game, but the questions are all arbitrary questions that were asked to a group of people beforehand, and you're supposed to guess the answer the most. The point values for the questions correspond with how many people gave the answer. The example I usually give is, name a thing that is in your wallet, and most people will say money, and one will be credit card. Competitors are divided into two teams. I announce a question, and you buzz in with an answer. The first correct answer gives you possession of the board. You got to keep answering the questions. You have to just shout out the questions. Don't conspire with the other guys. I don't know if that's an official rule, but it gets boring if guys have to keep like sending each other chat messages and stuff. Like, is this okay? So just shout it out. It's funnier. You got two strikes. If you strike out, then the board goes to the other team, where they can steal the points with one single correct answer that has not already been answered. Number one answer, you can choose pass the board to the other guys or keep playing. And then the second round is the fast money round, which I'll explain when we get to it.
So, watch as we start, and then Jamba comes in and messes up the balance. Right?
Jamba isn't allowed. Isn't allowed.
No Bob's allowed.
I was I streaming Chris Hurricane? Yeah, I was streaming Crusader Kings 2, and we got a son and named him Jambalaya Bob, and he was represented as Jambalaya Bob, Jambalaya Bobson. That's pretty great.
My son, Jambalaya Bob, one day all this will be yours.
I made an image showing how much of a liar Mitch is with Crusader Kings thing. I think I should do it for more people on GLA.
And I made a picture of Mao's knowledge of placenta.
Oh yes, yes you did. No, not placenta specifically. Placenta cooking.
It was
cooking.
Placenta. Oh yeah, placenta cooking.
That image.
Fuck is taking MD so long?
I don't know.
He's got to work on his costume first.
He's American, he's got it taken. He's American, they always take their time. Right, Fish?
No. I don't get it.
I think he's talking about the war.
Is he talking about premature ejaculation?
Do not mention the war.
He's talking about premature ejaculation. That's why Americans come late. Yes, now.
What?
It's not the first thing that went through my head.
Yeah,
of course it was the first thing that went through your head, Mao. Oh my god!
Oh my god.
So, should we use this time to discuss the book club game so we're not arguing about it later?
Okay. I vote that we do Triangle Digger, which is a digger simulator.
I like digging.
Hey, have we done Frog...
We have done Frog Fractions.
Ah, shit, okay.
Digger.
How about Goat Simulator?
I'm gonna look up Triangle Digger.
Literally, all you do is dig. There's no, like, goal. It's just operating a realistic digger.
Okay. Is that what a triangle digger is? It sounded more interesting.
No, it's
I don't know if I want to play that then.
No, but you keep
really
digging,
cool.
And eventually you uncover a mystical land, and then your game opens up.
You dig, and there's, like, dirt down there, and I think that's it. And you have to be really skilled at controlling the digger, and you can make your digger arm spin around.
Are we finally ready?
It is hard out there for a digger. Are we ready here?
I'm playing this digging game now.
Oh, God damn it.
God. I'm installing this digging game now.
30 minutes in and we're already
we're 30 minutes in. Let's just fucking go.
Yeah, go.
Stop playing those goddamn video games. All right, let's go.
Everyone stop playing video games. It's time to guess video games.
I'm gonna play the digger game.
Fuck off.
Everyone is a team, yes. I need to bring up the doc here.
No.
Can I not be on Mitch's team?
I want to be on
Mitch's
team.
The teams are... Animich's family with Animich, Quasi, Fishheads, and MD. Versus Mouse family, Mao, Sean, Freaky, and Cats.
Sick.
Okay, we definitely got the good end of the stick here.
Yeah.
Guess
let's do this.
Mitch's family is...
stick up your butt after we're done here.
Mitch's family is all-American. By all-American, I mean 50%.
Shawnee, Cat.
That's close.
Person who just forgot.
I forgot who's on my
Freaky.
Team.
Freaky.
Thanks.
Once again, the teams are Animich's. Listen up. Animich's family with Animich, Quasi, Fishheads, and MD versus Mao's family, Mao, Sean, Freaky, and Cats. You both need to appoint a buzzer.
Mao.
Okay.
I am going to let Quasi be the buzzer.
Okay.
You're really quiet.
Quasi has such a quiet.
You're going to be a terrible buzzer.
The thing is, Quasi has a fully functioning voice, Mike. It's just that he is really quiet.
His voice is very soft.
That's why
isn't it like 1 AM for him?
No.
No.
Hey, Quasi, are you okay with being the buzzer?
Oh, it's
he was Australian.
Everyone talked over him, so I couldn't hear him.
I'm all right.
Okay. So Mao is the buzzer for Mao's family, and Quasi is the buzzer for Animich's family. So let's get this thing going here.
Can we be the black family?
Here we go.
First question. Name a survival horror game that really scared you.
Buzzy.
Mao.
One that really scared me. Silent Hill 2.
Silent Hill 2. Survey says...
Way.
It is the number one answer with 13 points.
Sick.
Will you pass it to the other guys, or will you play?
Should we pass, guys?
Oh, we've got plenty of these here.
Pass it immediately is my opinion, so I will let you decide.
Freaky, you're the tiebreaker. I must remain impartial because I have bad opinions.
go ahead, pass it, I don't know.
Oh, for fuck's sake!
I'm sorry, Sean. Just pass. Mao's family decides.
You'll pass? Okay, Animage's family. Name a survival horror game that really scared you.
Are we allowed to confer?
No.
Okay. System Shock 2.
Dex.
System Shock 2. Survey says...
What?
Wow.
First strike. Animage's family, name another. Survival horror game that really scared you.
What's the Slenderman one? Slenderman, the... Slender.
Just, yeah.
Slender. Yeah.
These are Survey awful says, answers.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my God.
Oh, thank God.
Okay.
Team...
I guess people had better taste than I expected.
Team Mouse family can now steal it with a single correct answer.
I'm gonna say
fucking Amnesia.
Amnesia.
Amnesia, The Dark Descent. Survey
obvious
says,
choice.
But is it survival horror? Let's see. Yay!
See? Boom.
Fucking rigged. These people
you had to do was answer the most fucking influential survival horror game to have been released in the past.
See?
Number two answer with 9 points.
Amnesia's terrible, though.
We should have fucking never pulled it over. God damn
it. Didn't matter anyway, Shani. I don't know what you're freaking out about.
Can we have one last go, please?
No. We lost. Accept it.
So, I think the
board is clear now, right? Nothing more in it?
The board is clear.
Yeah,
well, no, I mean, after somebody steals it with one correct, can you continue?
Yeah. No.
You can't continue.
They gather all the points that they
have. So the others were Penumbra, Resident Evil, SCP Containment Breach, Clock Tower, and Dead Space.
Dead Space got over System Shock 2.
System Shock 2 isn't a horror game.
They're scary elevators, cats.
Okay, miss.
These are soothing, though.
I think my digger game is technically a horror game.
So Team Mouse family has 22 points.
Yay. Next question, right?
Buzz fast, yes. Buzzy.
Yay. Okay, be fast on the buzzies.
Name a current game design trend that should go away.
Buzzy.
Buzz.
Mouse.
Sorry. Zombies.
Sorry?
Zombies. Turvy says...
Zombies.
I'm sorry, but it was...
Oh, my
God, Mao.
Hey, man,
so, Team family, you can...
Quick time events.
No.
Yes. Oh. Quick time events.
Wait, we didn't even decide whether we were going to pass or play.
Well, now you decided to, play.
Okay, fish.
Quick time events.
Horse tutorials.
Hold on. Free answer with 4 points.
4 points.
Regenerating health.
Force tutorials. Survey
I'd like regenerating health, but okay, force tutorials if you want to lose. Okay, never mind.
Wait, which points are going to who?
So force tutorials is
mine.
Okay.
It's the number two answer. No, fuck, it's the number seven answer with 2 points.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Generating health.
Can we have regen health, please?
What, regen health.
You're not on our family, cats.
Yeah, I am.
You're not.
No.
You're not.
Yeah, I am. You're with Shorty, Mouse, and Freaky.
Oh, yeah.
You're out of the bed.
Oh, my God.
Get out of my family.
Can we?
You are Animich's illegitimate child. You are not part of this family.
Secret brother.
Alright, so right. Animich, Quasi Fishheads, or MD, name a current game design trend that you hope will go away, please.
Regenerating health.
Regenerating health. It is the number two answer with 5 points.
Thanks,
I'm going to say RPG mechanics.
RPG mechanics. You guys
Holy
are on
shit.
A roll here. That is the number six answer with 2 points.
Aw, yeah.
I hope you fuck up.
Shall we say
I don't.
Stealth?
Stealth. Survey says...
Nah.
Why would fuck stealth be in there?
I don't know.
There is no stealth in Mario
How many
games.
Correct answers do we need to get in Die Board?
I guess...
You have three more, including the top answer, which has not been said.
I know what the top answer is. I can.
We need it. We need to get that before Shawnee does. So think, guys.
Don't think, guys. You're not my family.
Achievements.
Don't think, feel.
Achievements. Right, survey says.
Be the ball.
It's going to be
Oh, damn.
Sean, take it home.
Team Mouse family.
But don't fuck this up.
Fucking microtransactions.
Oh, that's
yeah, awesome. Good one.
Damn it.
Is that number one?
That is the number one answer with 9 points.
What did I say?
You're a beautiful young man, you know that?
Yay!
What did you guys think that? God!
I could hug
they
you.
They didn't
right
even
now.
Think about it, they knew it. They cheated.
Buzz faster, Quasi!
Rigged.
Okay. Sorry, Quasi.
Don't make me feel bad at yelling at you.
Oh, all right. I'm digging a big hole for you, Quasi.
So wait, is it still our turn, or...?
No, you stole the points.
Yeah.
Alright, on to the next question.
Happy's
right?
just
Happy
writing
got,
the
Happy
points
mon.
Down.
I vote that this podcast be named Hole Digging 2.
You know, being a gravedigger, you'll never be out of a job. People are always dying. It's like in Lord of War, right? Restaurants don't go out of business because people need to eat. And
yeah, but people need to eat at restaurants.
Oh, shit.
What the hell?
Echo!
Thanks,
I am
Oh, there we go.
I rather enjoyed that.
We're editing that, right?
What if it happened in actual Family Feud?
Like a bunch of clones just appeared.
Oh my god. Happy, never do that again.
Happy?
Happy?
That was his brother killed
Nothing's
him.
Coming out.
His brother strangled him. No soundboard, why?
Boom. That's not a good sound.
I hear
it's a bad sound.
Who's making the Windows error noises?
I think it's Happy Man's soundboard.
It's soundboard, so it's Happy Man. Well, editing this out. I wonder if Happy Man did it on purpose. And
he'll have to express himself through the soundboard for the rest of the podcast.
Through musical
Hey man, what
quotes.
Do you think about the ooh yeah? Boom. If you guys ever want an update on my hole, then just say.
No.
Well, just say if you do.
Well, we're off to an auspicious start
while
here.
While we're waiting, next book club game was confirmed to be what?
Off.
The digging game.
Big no,
butt.
It's on.
Big old butt.
I've already installed it.
I think off might be too long and difficult for some people to finish.
It's 5 hours. It's like just a little longer than Space Funeral.
Space
I'm
Funeral
sure
is 1 hour.
People can't even be bothered to play Yo-Noid.
I played Yo-Noid and it was
shit. That's why they can't be bothered to play it.
Or like Yo-Noid.
Yo-Noid is worse than that fucking game that Fishheads told everyone to play.
Magical Dorothy?
Yeah, it's worse than
Holy
Dorothy.
Holy shit, are you serious?
Fuck.
Are you being honest here, or are you joking?
I'm half being honest. I played a little bit of it. It was kind of fun.
Really? Because I know you fucking hated Dorothy.
I hate this game more.
There's a soundboard.
Are you sure it's not because you've played it more recently?
Basically, Yo-Noid is a fractal of bad design.
What?
Fractal?
It's a fractal of bad design. Like, inside the layers of bad design, there's actually more bad design, and it just keeps going, like, recursively. Every, like, larger thing is comprised of many smaller things, which are also badly designed.
Deep as hell.
I'm going to show you a picture of my hole in a minute. Probably Ooh, like a crane selfie. If I can get the crane to rotate right.
How do I control this fucking crane? Oh, wait.
It's like a real crane, isn't it?
Are we just going to play the fucking book club game?
Oh. No, the crane game isn't going to be the actual thing. Like, there's my crane selfie.
How do I dig the...
Quite challenging.
What lifts the crane arm up? Oh!
It's WASD, IJKL, up, down, left, and right.
Someone give me a link to this. I want it in my body.
It's called Triangle Digger.
This game's shit. Oh, yes.
No, it isn't.
How do I... Wait. Oh!
I've scooped out a huge amount of earth by now.
Oh, I've got a... Oh, this game's great.
I got like a swimming pool's worth of earth.
Maybe while we're waiting for Happy to show up, we can get Jamba in here and get him to imitate Happy Man.
We should just do competitive scooping.
No, because all of this is going to be edited out.
I'm
just going to throw something out here quick. Bumps. Does anyone else think Happy Man kind of sounds like my boy?
No.
No.
No. No.
Not at all.
No.
Okay. I disagree. No. You're all wrong, but okay. Whatever.
You're wrong.
I think you just hear what you want to hear.
Remember that Hitler did kill a bunch of people and everybody listened to him, so. You're all Hitler.
How do I lower this?
How Hitler am I?
On a scale of like 1 to like 9?
Yeah.
You're closer to 11.
Where one is Hitler or where 11 is Hitler?
Do consider that you're talking to someone who made a game with flying swastikas in it.
Hey, the flying swastikas were the bad guys.
I know that.
It was designed to instill fear into the Allied forces, because no matter how far you run, you can never outrun all the swastikas.
Yeah, because it just spawns more.
Exactly.
If it's like an anti-Nazi apologist game, where like anybody who was a Nazi and then like renounced their Naziness was just like trying to outrun their Nazi past, and then they kind of and it caught up to them, and then they killed a bunch of people again.
Honestly, I do not see the problem with that game.
It's like Rambo, but you're a Nazi.
I'll be honest, I don't really remember it. It's like I don't remember the Holocaust.
You weren't there, man.
Because it didn't happen.
So, as we're talking about nothing, this morning my right mouse button on my mumble broke. I thought it broke, and so I... Wait. Was I just talking then?
I want to hear more of your story.
I wish Happy Man played the Silent Hill dog scene.
Okay, basically. Look, this is the guy in the fucking podcast. Anyway, the right mouse button, I thought it broke, so I went to the settings and switched around the right mouse button controls to the left mouse button and the left mouse button to the right mouse button, and I discovered there is a huge oversight with this function when you've got a broken mouse right mouse button, because then I can't click on anything. It was terrible. And then I just clicked hard enough and they got it working. So if you have a problem...
That's all for now, but join us next month for Mouse Anecdotes with Mal.
How the fuck do I scoop?
You just... What I do is I move it out with W, and then I move it down with I, and then I retract the scoop in with J, and then I move the scoop up with K, and I rotate it around the other direction with A, and then I drop the earth with L, and just repeat.
That takes so long, though, according to Steam.
No, I've become exceedingly efficient at it.
Hello.
Hi, Happy Man.
Hello.
Yay!
Hey. Fucking hell, what happened?
I don't know. You went silent for ages.
I'm going to let my dog out. I'll be right back.
So, did we finally confirm that it was fish that let the dogs out?
Shut up.
Fuck you.
Here is the third question. Name the best FPS game of the last 5 years.
Beep.
Cossy.
I'd say Half-Life 2.
Okay, Half-Life 2.
Five years. Cossy, you don't have to buzz in so fast, you know? You can take a little bit of time to think.
Half-Life 2 is not on there because it's last 5 years.
It's been like 10 years, Cossy.
Alright.
This feels
so. Team Mouse Family, do you want to take this or do you want them to keep going?
I think we should take this, right, guys? What's your
Do you know any FPS games?
Honestly, hold on. Let me. I gotta think for a second.
Because no, I can't. That's the point. You can't. I can't think of any good ones at all. So that's my opinion.
Think of a couple.
Yeah, neither can I. That's the problem.
I can think of a couple.
Okay, for the sake, Freaky. But in the last 5 years, right?
And last 5 years, yes.
Isn't the one featuring an Asian person? Because that's the only one, right? And I don't know.
Far more than that. Just the Asian one.
I'm not saying the name, so there are people.
I don't like how they
can
make a decision.
Okay,
decide.
Freaky, you do it. You take the helm, Freaky.
Okay, name the best FPS game in the last 5 years.
Serious Sam 3.
Way.
Serious Sam 3 is on there. Yes.
Yay.
That is
you get
the,
more wait, answers or...
Yes, that no, you get more. That is the number 3 answer with 3 points. Right, give another one.
Black Mesa Source?
Oh.
Shit taste!
Aww.
Black Mesa is not on there. You get one more chance.
Don't fuck this up, Freaky.
It's hard now.
No, what about... Wait, hold on. Go ahead.
Rising Storm or Red Orchestra 2, they are the same game at this point, but...
Oh, sorry.
Shut up, a bitch!
That is not it.
Right.
What else was in the list,
so,
then? I'm curious now.
Team Animages right. Family, you can steal the board with one correct answer.
Any ideas, MD?
Alright.
Okay.
No,
did someone say Far Cry 3 Blood Dragon?
What?
Suck a dick, Fish.
I go with that. I think Fish has got a good idea.
Suck a dick.
Yeah.
That is correct.
You know how I know Jesus that? Christ. Because I answered that on the survey.
Oh, wait, why weren't
well, four other people also answered that because that's the number 2 answer with 5 points.
I think went and sent me that tactic on his Steam message. As if people would do that.
Animage's family steals the board. They have a total of 8 points. Mouse family has 43.
Yeah. Getting on the board.
And we're going on to what is this? Oh, the fourth question.
Can you go through and like say what all the answers were?
Oh, yeah.
After?
Oh, yeah. Left 4 Dead 2, Bioshock 2,
I fucking
Tribes
love Bioshock
Ascend,
2, man.
Spec Ops The Line, and Quake Live.
Oh, man.
Spec Ops The Line is a third person.
Fuck me, really?
Wow, the people who
you know
do
what?
This
You're totally
are idiots.
Right. That is a third person game, but a lot of
Jesus.
People put that in, so.
What the dick?
If you put that on there. Listener who may have put that on
okay,
there, then
okay, happy.
You are bad.
Name a country. Africa.
Happy.
No.
Europe.
Are you sure you put on first person shooters and not just shooters?
No,
I put on FPS.
Okay. Alright, next question.
Next question. Name the worst minigame from Final Fantasy.
Blitzball.
You have to buzz first.
Babe.
Buzzy,
buzz
you do have to.
Mo!
You do have to buzz first.
Buzzy,
so Mouse
buzzy,
Family
buzz,
gets it.
Quasi did.
Can I be the
buzz
buzzer
first?
Because Quasi is unreliable?
No, because you didn't even buzz. You just said it.
Yeah, you just said it. So Mouse Family should get it just by default.
God damn it!
Because he didn't buzz.
I have only played like 2 Final Fantasy games, and none of them took completion.
Now I have
but
to wait 5 minutes.
Since Fish
for
had
to
said one, although I hear good things about it. And no one else on my team is allowed to answer this, right? No, so...
That's the only fucking
That's
thing I can think of.
Say it!
Okay. Blitzball, I guess.
Blitzball. Blitzball is the number 1 answer with 11 points.
How many minigames are there in the Final Fantasy games?
More than 7, which is enough to fill the list, so...
All right. Cats.
I'm not allowed to answer.
So since you got the number 1 answer, do you want to pass or play?
I think we can play.
Are you sure, Sean?
You can't complain now. You've been complaining about not playing.
Hey, I've played all Final Fantasy games. I should be able to
Alright,
so if that's correct...
Why are you proud of that, Sean?
Alright, I say we do not pass and we let Sean take the helm. Sean, okay. Don't fuck this up. I'm trusting you.
These are really shitty teams. I hate everyone.
Alright, I'm gonna say Coin Break.
Coin Break. Survey says.
No, wait. It's called Sphere Break, isn't it? Fuck.
Sphere Break, survey says.
Oh, shit.
No, wait. Oh, hey.
No way.
Sphere Break is the number 4 answer with 3 points.
Oh, damn.
Wait, do I have one wrong answer now and one right one?
Can we pass? We can't pass yet. No.
No, we can't pass now.
Oh, we can pass.
No.
Oh.
You make the decision
when you get the answer wrong, though.
And then we can steal your points.
Don't get the answer wrong. This is high stakes.
I'm gonna say... Chocobo Racing.
Survey says...
Oh, well.
Chocobo Racing is the number 3 answer with 4 points. You may keep going.
How many answers are left?
Let's see. 4.
Oh my god.
Then I'm gonna say Tetra Master.
Survey says.
Oh god.
No!
Tetra Master is not on.
Yo, can I answer? I have one, I think.
It depends what you're gonna say.
Yeah, it's Animagus Family.
Okay, Triple Triad.
Yeah.
Triple Triad, survey says.
I wrote that.
How the fuck is Triple Triad on, but not Tetra Master? They're basically the same
thing. That's why.
Tetra Master is in Final Fantasy IX, the superior Final Fantasy.
Yeah, I think a lot of people just hate Final Fantasy VIII, so they hate Triple Triad that much.
Give me my points.
We fucked this
up.
Yeah,
I gotta calculate these.
We need to start letting the other team buzz in, just so you know.
Yeah.
Just let them buzz in, get a couple answers, then steal it.
This is why Mitch pointed out Quasi as the buzzer, because he never buzzes.
Damn it.
When he does, and he says half life 2.
Can I go? Because I've got one.
For what?
We're not moving on.
Animatrix Family now has 32 points. Mouse Family has 43. You're catching up.
Ooh,
and the other answers were Vivi Skipping Rope, Rydia's Mathemagic Minute, and Final Fantasy IX Theater. This is a pretty obscure ones.
How could they hate the theater? The theater is great.
Fun.
Yeah, it does have good music.
You mean Final Fantasy VI Theater?
No.
Next.
That's like a very good minigame. You just do free things.
Yeah. All right,
let's do this. Next question. Guys,
let's see.
Let's not screw this up.
Come on, Crossy.
Name a game that's nigh impossible to beat without a strategy guide.
Beep.
Crossy. Fuck.
I was gonna say, shit!
Mouse.
Crossy.
La Mulana.
Your turn.
La Mulana.
La Mulana. Survey says.
Yeah. That was gonna be my answer. I forgot.
La Mulana.
Why didn't you say
it?
The pressure. I'm just gonna play.
La Mulana is the number 2 answer with 6 points.
Woo!
Mao, can I pitch Metroid to you?
Metroid, what survey says...
Wait, Metroid isn't hard to beat, it's just to gain all the secrets... Oh, okay, cool.
Metroid is the number 6 answer with 2 points.
I think we should maybe pass.
You can't...
I know, we can't now.
You can't, no, you can't pass yet. You still have not gotten the number 1 answer, so...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's pass.
I honestly can't think of anything else.
What? You can't pass now? You've started...
Yeah,
you have to get the number 1 answer.
Yeah, when you get the number 1 answer, you choose.
Yeah. So, does that. Cats, Freaky,
what?
Sean, do you know anything?
I don't know. I'm
trying to think of really obtuse NES games, maybe? I don't know.
I'm surprised not more people chose Metroid, because it's obvious.
I got nothing.
No, I got nothing either. I have, like, one thing, but I don't think it will make it.
I mean, we could answer one of them really hard adventure games.
How about the first
Fish,
Legend
shut
of
up,
Zelda?
Shut up!
Zelda 1, survey says...
Did you just answer?
Wait, we haven't even passed.
Fish, you idiot.
Wait, Fish isn't even on our team.
Yeah, he's not
I know,
on our team, so the fuck
yet
up.
Yeah, he's still talking. I will tell you when you're okay to answer.
Okay,
I'm gonna say the first Legend of Zelda.
Game. Guys,
I'm gonna say the first Legend of Zelda.
Don't do it.
No. No, I say.
Good work, Fish. Good work,
good
Fish.
Work, Fish. Good work.
My strategy worked. That was definitely planned.
I was gonna say.
No, Mao. No, we pass. We pass now, Mao.
You can't pass.
We can't pass.
What? We can't?
No.
No, you haven't gotten the number 1 answer.
Fuck's sake, you people.
Can we try, we'll get the number one.
Can we try Grim Fandango?
Grim Fandango.
No one's going to say it. No one knows that game.
Well, fuck you, I don't think anybody.
I don't think anybody does know Grim Fandango.
I was going to say,
how can people not know Grim Fandango?
You guys have, I think I might have one, but I'm not really sure.
It is Animage's family's turn.
Do you guys MD, have I will give you
go for it, MD.
Okay, I'm just going to throw out Chrono Cross, I guess.
You've fucked us.
That is not it. Which means the Mouse family keep their points.
Where were you on that one, Mitch? Okay.
I gave you the opportunity!
I asked if you had any.
Happy, run through the answers. I want to see if...
What was number one?
Number one was Castlevania 2 Simon's Quest.
Oh! Wow. God damn it, I knew that was it.
I was trying to remember what I answered, and I knew that was it. God damn it.
To be fair, it's
and
like
the others were NetHack, weird choice, Cave Story, Zelda 2, and Secret of Monkey Island.
Cave Story? Are you fucking
serious? Secret of Monkey Island is,
far from the hardest adventure game. Come on.
Cave Story is kind of acceptable if you want to get the best ending.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking of.
Alright, I think we went through five questions now, did we?
There goes Mel.
I have the worst family ever.
I know. No bother, guys. Have fun.
Did Mao just leave?
Yes.
Yep. No, he's our dead cert. Oh, well, he's the other guy.
Yeah, Mao is your fast money round guy.
Ace in the hole.
If they can't buzz, that means we win by default. Yes.
So I guess you guys have to elect another fast money guy because it's time for fast money.
Oh, I elect Catsman.
Their family is slowly dying.
I'll do it.
Okay. I was gonna fish you, otherwise you wouldn't have shut up.
I can do fast money, but I will lose, okay? Just so you know.
Okay, so...
That's the deal.
Mr. Money from Mouse Family is Catsman, and Mr. Money from Mitch's Family is Fishheads.
Yes, okay. Except Mao's back now, so he can do it.
Give me a few moments.
Oh yeah, Mao is back. That's okay.
Alright, Fish, you can do it. You can do it. I have the tiger, okay?
No, stop.
Just stop. Don't be stupid.
You're giving me... You're putting pressure on me. It doesn't help. Stop.
Fishheads, I believe in you. When we get back, we're going to have some family fun.
Oh. And if you don't get it...
And if you don't get it, well then... Well, I don't know. I'll skin you, I guess.
There's going to be some family fun in a less fun way.
We're getting ready for money, quick money.
Yeah, fast money in the bank.
Oh wait, so we don't have any questions anymore other than fast money.
No, we did the five normal questions. Now it's on to fast money.
So Mao, you're fast money.
They elected Catsman as Mr. Money.
Oh, I'm still Mr. Money.
Do you want to be Mr. Money or no?
Catsman, how much do you want to be Mr. Money?
I don't particularly, but I'll do it if you hate the idea.
I don't hate the idea. I mean,
okay,
I think
then.
You would be the best because you're knowledgeable.
I think I should
stuff.
Go up against
go
Mao because it'll
okay,
be
I'll
much
do it.
Easier.
I don't
here's
have
what,
a comfy pillow, though.
All money on Mao.
Here's what I think we should...
Out the comfy pillow, okay.
Wait. What I think we should do is we should have Fish muted and deafened so that he doesn't hear Mao's answers.
Oh, yeah. That's a good point.
You know what?
That's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to have the other person leave the room.
Yeah, I didn't think of that. That's great. Hey, Fishheads, mute and deafen yourself.
If I mute myself, I can't say anything.
Well,
I can't say the answers.
No,
Mao is answering first.
That's the whole point.
Okay, he did it. Everyone watch, because if he reactivates, you need to tell me. I don't think he will, though.
How are we going to send a message to him on Steam?
Chat.
In chat. Right.
Okay, cool.
Okay, so Mao, you ready for fast money?
Let me just see my breathing exercises. Okay, I'm ready.
Alright, let's go. Name a game in which... Name a game in which you can get the protagonist drunk.
GTA 4.
Name a game that is often speedrunned.
Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time.
Name a game that features ninjas.
Ninja Gaiden.
Name a game... No, name an underrated N64 game.
Turok.
Name the year Half-Life 3 will come out.
3000.
Okay, one moment, I gotta...
Sorry. I'm sorry, guys, I fucked it up.
I think 3000 was a little bit too specific.
It's all I could think.
You should have said never, Mal.
Nobody say anything.
I should have said
no, fishes.
What's the question?
We need to... We still need to...
Sorry, fish. My bad.
What is it? Should I...
Okay. Yeah, go back into the box.
Into the box? Name a game in which you can get the protagonist drunk. Mal, you said GTA. The survey says... Number one answer.
Woo! Whoa,
name
nice.
A game that is often speedrunned. You said Ocarina of Time. The survey says... Number three answer. Name a game that features ninjas. You said Ninja Gaiden. Survey says... Number one answer. Name an underrated N64 game. You said Turok. Survey says...
No, it's not going to be on there. Sorry. It's the only one I can think of.
And the year Half-Life 3 will come out. You said 3000. Survey says...
Sorry. I'm sorry, guys.
You did well.
Tell Fish to get back in.
Now remember, if he says the answer that Mao's already given, you have to say, give me another answer.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, Fish.
All right,
you
just
can
give me
this.
A moment here. I gotta gather the points for Mao.
Don't worry if they've given you... If Mao said the answer that you wanted to give, just hurry up and think of another one, okay?
Okay.
I had the fish.
Just always say the second least most likeliest answer.
I'm just giving
Fish
the
heads, don't listen to cats. Don't listen to cats. He's
Fish
he's,
heads, you ready?
He's part of our family.
I'm ready.
Name a game in which you can get the protagonist drunk.
GTA 4.
Give me another answer.
Skyrim.
Name a game that is often speedrunned.
Super Metroid.
Name a game that features ninjas.
Mystical Ninja starring Goemon.
Name an underrated N64 game.
Mystical Ninja starring Goemon.
And name the year Half-Life 3 will come out.
Never.
Okay, so let's see what we got. Name a game in which you can get the protagonist drunk. You said Skyrim. The survey says...
Oh, shit.
Wow.
Name a game that is often speedrun. You said Super Metroid. The survey says... Number one answer.
Dex.
Name a game that features ninjas. You said Mystical Ninja starring Goemon. The survey says... Number seven answer. Name an underrated N64 game. You said also Goemon. The survey says... Number three answer. And name the year Half-Life will come out. You said never. The survey says... Number one answer.
I'm sorry, guys. But never isn't a year. I thought we actually had.
I think we've already lost.
Just shut up.
Fucking Spec Ops: The Line isn't a first-person shooter either, but that didn't stop people.
I let you guys down. What do I do with my life now?
Eat shit.
Find another family.
You still got to total the answers and see who wins.
Well, we
You're
lost.
Always
we
welcome in my family.
Right. You know, next time we do the fast money round, you guys have to raise up your arms and give me your energy.
That'll work.
It never worked. They always did it, and then he'd
What if you smell my armpits? I'm not okay with that.
Is that a fan fiction where, like, everyone lifts up their arms to give someone energy, and then someone just sniffed all the armpits?
It will be, if
probably.
You give me a
Because that should be a fanfic.
Do we have a fanfic for this week?
Oh,
okay,
yeah,
the final scores.
This podcast.
Animage's family, Animage, Quasi, Fish, as an MD, you had 56 points. We're Mouse family, Mouse, Sean, Freaking, Cat, you had 82 points and other winners.
Way!
Wow.
That was
Sean
game.
Family! I am the best father.
Someone's not eating tonight. Can you guess who?
Johnny, Freaky, Cats.
Can you guess, Fish?
You guys.
Hey man, I'm 30 of those points. 30 of those points I probably got through fast money.
You fucking
looks like we're having fish heads for dinner.
MD, this is why you're my favorite son.
Alright. Happy, do you already have a new podcast? I mean a new survey, right? Or
shit. No, I'll post that to Cat, actually to myself and upload it when it's ready to be posted. Right.
So, listeners, if you're not hearing us, sorry about my woos. I just get very hype about
now. Stop
wins.
Apologizing all the time, please.
Yeah, that actually makes people think about it more.
Oh, okay.
Do you want to add that to
the
minutes?
Most passive aggressive bragging I've ever heard. Now,
yeah, add it to the minutes.
Should we just ignore all problems? Because then if we don't call it...
No, it's important. No stuff
just
is all minuted.
Stop apologizing all the time in the comments on the podcast. In the podcast, just please stop apologizing now.
In life. Just in life.
And for the end of... After the end of that amazing segment, I'm now going to tell you some news. How about that, huh? Because we've got a whole podcast to blow through pretty quickly now.
Yeah, okay? That's terrible.
I'm cool with that.
Number one news article is GOG.com. Did anyone hear? They announced that they would be doing regional pricing very sneakily on their blog.
And then they did a turnaround.
Yeah, and then everyone literally hated them half to death, including me. I sent them threatening emails. You know,
strongly worded email.
Very, very strongly worded emails. Posted angry blog posts to Gather Your Party.
Did you threaten to tell their mom?
They don't have a mother. They
you
are a company.
You threatened to spin their heads around so fast they go into orbit?
Yes. And obviously, completely in response to my telling them off, they then did a complete 180 and said that they would not implement regional pricing. And additionally, they announced Linux support the week later. The week
Thanks,
later.
Thanks, Gatsman, you did it.
Yeah. So,
and people say... Sorry.
People say GYP has no influence.
I was going to say that, yeah. But we do.
GYP.
Katzman, you have saved Linux like we know it.
Exactly. I personally have saved Linux. I will email Richard Stallman and ask for a wreath to be sent to my house.
GYP GLA is spreading its tentacles of influence throughout the internet.
The best thing GYP does is when they make an article that really pisses off some game developer somewhere. Like, the site founder got really, really angry emails from the guy who made Orion Dino Beatdown.
Oh, jeez.
Because of that Orion employee beatdown article. he got incredibly profane emails with just, like, strings of swearing and threatening legal action. It was great.
Now, that is what I call professional.
Uh-huh.
That's how you know GYP.
Journalism.
GYP is in the big leagues now.
What, because some shit indie developer emailed them?
Yeah, that, exactly. That's the criteria. Right.
Big leagues.
Maybe next, Phil Fish will tell us to go kill ourselves.
I've been baiting Phil Fish on Twitter for fucking months. One day he'll respond. Please respond, Phil Fish.
Well, a GYP contributor caused some upset. Not with a video that got posted on the site. It was the whole... Hyperbit Heroes Last of Us video.
Didn't hear anything about that. Please fill me in.
He made a video criticizing The Last of Us and Sony fanboys flipped shit. It was funny.
I played The Last of Us recently. I kind of liked it. Well, it's enjoyable.
It's all right.
Dom was streaming it and it looked a bit naff.
I bought it used though at a lower price, but I quite enjoyed it. Although I did set it to hard and no listen mode.
I bought it new like a fucking idiot. Maybe that's why I like it less.
I don't really see a problem with it.
Okay, that's unrelated. Let's go on.
The point is, regional pricing is bad for us all. And GOG now going back on it means they're the only people who don't do it. Steam does it. Desura does it. And Origin does it. And Humble Bundle does it, but not for their bundles.
So, what exactly is regional pricing? Because I've heard of it, but I'm not clear on what it is.
Every economy has a different power. And in order to leverage the most money out of each economy, they price it just enough at each different place. So, like, there'll be different prices for EU, different prices for the UK, different price for Mexico, a different price for the UK, a different price for Brazil, according to their economic strengths.
Yeah, because so people in different countries will have more or less to spend on games. Yeah.
Oh. So, for example, with Titanfall, Everybody visited Mexico to buy their Titanfall Special Edition for £30 instead of £60 on the UK store. They just VPN'd it and then took advantage of Mexico's really cheap deals. And then they all visited South Korea to unlock it all really early. So it's kind of cool.
Huh. Sounds good.
And it mostly translates to $20 in America, €20 in Europe, or £20 in England, if they're really being assholes.
Mm. Yeah, mostly. I think Europe gets it a bit worse than England and the United Kingdom of Great Britain and Northern Ireland. And then Canada gets it a bit better and Australia gets it worse than everyone, I think. That's generally the way it goes.
Australia gets to brick up the asshole.
Literal brick up the asshole. So, if you're listening to this, I support GOG. GOG are doing nice. I bought Screamer 2 on GOG the other day because I had Screamer 2 on DOS when I was a kid and that game was a shit.
GOG's pretty alright, I gotta say.
They're alright for digital distribution.
Mm. Well, no one really has any opinion, so I'm going on to the next thing.
Yeah. Alright.
Abraham Game Makers believe they are in a fight with Satan. This is from...
Oh, is that the one with the dick stairs? Or so I keep
yes,
on
yes, this is the one with the dick stairs, I think.
Mike Talley is a big fan of.
Maybe. I don't know. So, yeah. There's this game about Abraham, who is a biblical figure, who is one of those guys that God bossed about in, like, Genesis. He was like, oh, do this. Oh, do this completely unreasonable thing. And Abraham was just like, yeah, there's Peter as fuck or whatever.
He was also a president.
President?
Yeah. He got shot, remember?
Oh, that was just TV.
They have the same name, so they must literally be the same person.
Yeah.
TV. So anyway, yeah, the creators say that Satan is rallying some of his resources to forestall, delay, or kill this project, and that it must be perceived as a threat to his kingdom.
So they may be talking about Gather Your Podcast making fun of this game for several episodes in a row. GYP confirmed for literally Satan.
No, because Gather Your Podcast gave it publicity. So we're giving it publicity. So we're not Satan right now.
Yeah, but consider that Gather Your Podcast probably gave it the publicity that caused other people to go and make fun of it, right?
Yeah, which is giving it more publicity.
Yeah, but
publicity is good publicity.
Unless it's Satan's bullshit.
Yeah, publicity is always good unless it's Satan. But okay, if the final boss of that game isn't Satan, I'm really disappointed.
Because, you know, Abraham fought Satan.
Yeah.
I want the final boss to be a giant floating head with hands that crush you.
My love of video games is directly proportional to the amount of Satans and or Lucifers within it. Like, Persona 3 Fest is one of my favorite games of all time.
Oh boy, here we go.
Four different Satans!
Shit, what did dog
three Lucifers.
I know.
So
yeah. I want the Satan in every game. So I hope this game gets made and the final boss is Satan.
No. Floating head with hands.
You know, okay.
Floating heads really are always the best boss.
Guys, what game that does not have Satan should have Satan? Like, if you could add Satan to a game, what would it be?
Well, every single one would be the obvious answer for me, but I gotta think about this.
I think Satan would be really fun in Smash Bros.
He would be awesome.
Satan's in Smash Bros.
No,
are you kidding?
Fucking Diddy Kong.
Oh, he's an assist trophy. Man. I swear to God, he's Satan.
Oh, yeah,
he's
right.
That's why I think he'd be fun to play.
You're right. Satan isn't in Smash Brothers.
But forget that.
Yeah, they're definitely going to.
Nice.
They're definitely going to make a character from an obscure Japan-only Famicom game.
Might as well be
a playable character.
Devil World is fun. I had it on knockoff
Fire Emblem,
on a chip things.
Fucking Math and Roy. Math and Roy.
Math. Math is my favorite character.
Forget everything else about Satan.
I think Satan would be really interesting in a game that you don't expect him in. Like
Mario Kart.
You're playing like SWAT or something, and then just Satan's just all
I just
of a sudden.
Want to be some like,
I'd put Satan
like
in Animal Crossing.
NHL game or like NBA Jam or whatever. Satan just comes out.
Satan.
Oh, wait, was Satan already in Tony Hawk Pro Skater? I feel like he was.
That would not. Actually, yeah, it's called Bam Margera.
Oh, shit. Political.
Oh. Is he dead? I hope he's
How
dead.
Is it political to talk about Bam Margera?
You're doing good with politics, man.
I think Satan should be in like an NBA Jam game. You're Charles Barkley, and you gotta save the other members of the basketball team from Satan. He's got mad
that is,
skills.
You're thinking of Michael Jordan, Chaos in the Winter City, actually. That's a real game.
Shit.
I don't know if it has Satan, but that is the basic premise.
Okay.
Euro Truck Simulator 2.
Yes!
Oh, yeah, you're just driving along and then just you reach a crossroad and it splits open and Satan rises.
No, Satan drives, just, and he drives like a VW bug, and he waves to you every time you drive past, and sometimes you die and sometimes you don't.
Well, I bet he tries to get you to do something that would, I don't know, break the rules of the game.
He tries to get you to pollute the environment and run down pedestrians.
And he's also on the radio. We can talk with him. Spark when you're at a red light,
when you're at a red light, he pulls up next to you and he rolls down the window and he says, hey, pussy, you want to race?
He just revs his engine like, vroom, vroom, and he stares you down.
Yeah, that's how it gets you in hell.
Come on, we're going to do this that's like big rigs off the road racing.
Saints, he raises you souls. Literally to hell.
Big hell over the Satan racing.
Okay.
Over the hell racing, you gotta race out of hell.
No, that game is worse than hell.
Oh, political.
Shut up.
Does this tie into the whole thing that we had going a while back where Scotsman yes. had Zombies and then someone had Adolf Hitler's Master Race, I think? Like, politically incorrect racing games?
That was during your terrible game stream.
Yeah, no, it was an idea Taco Man came up with, I believe.
No, it wasn't. It was me.
Adolf Hitler's Master Race? The racing game?
It was
game?
Me.
Oh, maybe it was you.
It was me. Every time I make everyone laugh, I write it down on my little laugh journal.
How can we know, Mitch?
And then I look back and I say, yes, I am.
Well, that's going to be down, though,
wow,
if you just succeeded
fucking
again.
Journal.
There should be just damn. Kart racers of everything.
Meta.
Really. Going back to saying, there should be Bible kart racer.
Yeah.
Moses' special ability. You can part the water sections of the map and get a shortcut.
Okay, now think of a special for every Bible character.
I know.
There's so many!
Well, the guy who rides bears would obviously have a bear super.
One of the items is that chicken turns into salt, so if you're like in an icy track, you can just throw her out and like melt it.
Oh, no, that's a great idea, yeah. There's a power-up that means you're not allowed to look back, and if you do, you get turned into salt and have to stay in your position for like 5 seconds.
Dude, that's so cool.
This is a great idea. We need to... Let's get this on Kickstarter!
So,
let's not.
Let's get it on Kickstarter, but not actually make it.
In terms of Satan, I'd like to suggest Space Engine. Like, you're looking at a particularly interesting star, and you zoom in a bit, and you're like, is that Satan? And you zoom a bit closer.
Yeah,
that would
be crazy.
Yeah,
and he comes after you.
He comes after your spaceship.
Yeah. All right.
Every game that deals with space exploration should have some form of old one within it somewhere, just lurking.
Yeah.
No, dude, that would freak me out so much.
Exactly. Have we had our fill of Satan now? Can we move on to the next Satan?
Okay, yeah, whatever. Let's go.
So yeah, these religious people, they're pretty cool. Let me see. I think they said that they wanted to tell, like, the uncensored version of the Bible, which is pretty bad. Like, I'm pretty sure at one point Abraham has to, like, convince, like, a load of people to circumcise themselves.
There's a lot of incest in the Bible.
And yeah, there's a shit ton of incest. There's rape. You know,
some real shit, dude.
It's pretty grimdark, and they say they want to portray it realistically.
Hey man, it's the greatest story ever
told. I would love
told.
If the game came out and, like, you know, social justice groups were like, this game, this Bible endorses rape. I don't know why you'd be allowed to sell it.
No, that would actually be a fucking free advertisement for them, because there's no bad publicity in gaming, apparently.
There is really no bad publicity.
What the I fucking hate that it? Mentality so much. It's god awful.
It's true, unfortunately.
I don't know. I mean, if somebody is like, hey, MD kills children and then skins them and wears them, I feel like that's pretty bad publicity.
I don't know. If Jambalaya told me a game was shit, I would immediately play it.
Just to spite him. Yeah. So, religious people, cool, want to make the cool version of the Bible game, right?
The Bible as you've never seen it before.
Everyone in the UK goes to, like, a really, like, shit, like, Christian school, and they always tell, like, censored versions of Bible stories that don't make any sense. It annoys the hell out of me. Like, if you're going to teach someone to be Christian, at least teach them to be a real Christian and, you know, fear the wrath of an angry and unpleasant God. Here's something that might cheer you up. PlayStation 3 emulation is going surprisingly well.
Really? Ooh. That's a mm-hmm. surprise. I thought it was going to wind up with Saturn and N64 emulation in
the... Hey, Saturn can be emulated.
No, it really can't.
It really can.
Fine, doesn't it?
N64
is not fine.
It's harder for my computer to emulate Saturn than it is to emulate, like, GameCube.
Why is N64 not fine by now? Fuck.
N64 is really fucking complicated.
Yeah,
and the number one N64 project for a long time was Project 64, but it kind of just dropped off the earth.
They open source though. Like one step forward, two steps back, and then it dropped off the face of the earth.
So then along came Mupin 64, and I think that's the most accurate one now.
Well, it dropped off the face of the earth too, but someone else picked it up.
Okay, yeah. So
and that one's the most accurate.
The thing with N64 emulation is most people don't quite know how bad it is because it can do the popular games like, you know, Zelda and Mario pretty well, but the more obscure stuff it has a lot of trouble with. And even not particularly obscure games. Like I know it's really hard to emulate Banjo-Kazooie, it's really hard to emulate Conker's Bad Fur Day.
I had no problem with either of those games, but I know that there's popular stuff. Indiana Jones and the Infernal Machine was a big one a while ago.
Resident Evil 2 apparently works really badly.
I think Rogue Squadron or something's like literally impossible.
Really? That game's awesome.
All of the Factor 5 games are impossible because they are all like programming wizards and did all this really weird crap that's really hard to reverse engineer.
But then you get to Saturn emulation, which is another story entirely, because if you didn't know, Sega decided it would be a great idea to put two processors into the Saturn, which makes it monstrously complex
The design of the Saturn is probably the most bizarre and extraordinarily complicated like game console ever.
Well, Yu Suzuki said something like, you know, maybe 1 in 100 programmers could program for the Saturn.
It featured a total of 8 processors.
Yeah, the two CPUs and then the 6 coprocessors they had. So,
and you can't see more than like 3 meters ahead of you in Sega Rally. What the fuck?
I'll say it again. This isn't a processor with 8 cores. This is 8 fucking separate processors. It's like if Nintendo announced a new console and it was 8 GameCubes taped together.
I'd buy it.
I'd buy it.
My dogs just have 8 GameCubes.
My dogs ruined my GameCube. I could do with 8 GameCubes.
How could your dog ruin the GameCube?
The
GameCube is indestructible.
My dogs burrowed their way into the giant GameCube I got gifted to me by Shigeru Miyamoto. As the only one in the world.
Does your dad work for GameCube? Is that how you got it?
You know, every time I hear more about your dog, the more I hate it. Your dog.
Dogs.
It's so fucking horrible.
Every time I hear the dog, I want to
stop them. The cables sort of GameCube got chewed.
I was looking at Sega Saturn emulators, and look what I found.
A Sega Saturn emulator?
Oh my
Sega
god.
Sega Satan emulator.
Satan.
He's here.
Earth is safe.
Slip up.
So... the only really good Saturn emulator is called SSF, which is closed source, Windows only. It's in Japanese. You cannot load disk images with it because it's Japanese and they don't believe in piracy. So what you have to do if you want to play games that you don't own on disk is you have to mount the image with a virtual disk drive and then run it through the emulator. And that's if you've figured out how to do all the other shit. So, Saturn emulation, not great.
Can I mention 2 more things about the Saturn that I've just read on Wikipedia?
Yes.
One says that Virtua Fighter used 1 CPU for each character.
Yep.
Wait, what?
And the other says that all of the Saturn's 3D graphics were based on squares or quadrilaterals instead of triangles, which no one has done that in 3D graphics processing, I think, ever before
Until
or
now.
Since.
Let's do it.
Breaking new ground. Breaking barriers down.
Saturn was worth it for the Sagata Senshiro commercials.
Play until your fingers break. He was awesome. He was pretty awesome.
Is also the original Kamen Rider. I just wanted to mention that.
Really?
Yeah.
He's dead now, isn't he?
No, he is still alive, and he's in a movie, Kamen Rider movie soon. And he's still just as handsome.
Sick.
Well, I know Sagara Sanshiro is dead because he... Nintendo fired a rocket at him.
No, it was Sony, I think.
It was Sony? They fired a rocket at him, and he died protecting Sega headquarters.
Yep.
Rest in peace, shit.
Sagata Sanshiro.
That guy.
Can you imagine... I mean, like, basically with the Sagata Sanshiro commercials, they were saying, buy the Sega Saturn or this martial artist is going to come and beat you up.
Yeah.
They could never get away with that outside of Japan.
Extortion is the best way to advertise.
Maybe they could get away with it in the US in, like, the 90s, but people would flip shit if they did that today.
Hey, Sony had thumb penis.
What do they have?
Thumb penis. I've talked about this before. I'm sure they had the advert where the guy had a thumb for a penis.
Was this, what's his name?
It was a PSP advert.
Sony has really crazy adverts.
Yeah, they do.
Just always.
Weird.
Didn't they have one that was directed by David Lynch?
No, but they seem like it.
Okay.
But I like David Lynch.
Yeah.
Okay.
Have any of you watched David Lynch Dune movie? I have.
That's good.
Dune movie? Not seen what?
It was weird. Dune movie. No, not the Dune movie, unfortunately.
Dune.
I would watch a David... Yeah, Dune. Dune. Sand Dune. Big old sandworms.
That's one of his more mainstream films.
I didn't know David Lynch did that film.
He did.
Looking back on it, are you really...
He also did... Wait, did he do Alien 3?
No.
I'm pretty sure I heard someone in college say that. I don't think he did.
It's a conspiracy.
He might have been signed to it for a point and then gave up, because I know like 8 people did that with Alien 3, and that's part of the reason why it's such a pile of shit.
Anyway, going back to video games.
We were talking about the PlayStation 3, so yeah. That's legit huge. Like, it doesn't really run any games playably, but like, you can run homebrew. It gets into like Disgaea 3 and can sort of play it a bit and displays graphics on the screen, and it's not playable, but it like I'm
it's
amazed
happening
because PS3 I thought was going to be the most complicated one by a long shot,
but
and I'm impressed that even as the consoles and stuff get more complicated, there's still people out there who write emulators for them.
Well, just remember, the PS3 may be complicated, but it doesn't have 8 separate processors.
It does have the cell, though, which is an entire new architecture to have to, like, emulate. Jesus, all this text mob just being fucked.
I was going to say, but how, like, beefy of a computer do you need? How much CPU does it use?
It's
not a working thing yet.
So it's not working.
It's like that Java PSP emulator. It's just a proof of concept for now.
My computer barely emulated like the PS2 SMT games I played, so... I mean, so good for
PCS X2 is actually pretty easy to run. Like, it'll run on a toaster if you configure it properly.
My computer is worse than a toaster.
It won't run on a toaster. Also, yeah, I know this because Mao had to restart his computer while we were playing Civ 5 once. Literally took 20 minutes. Literally took 20 minutes.
So that's not even it. My computer cannot run Cat Planet.
Why are shit underpowered computers called toasters?
Because if you put bread in them, it turns into... If you put raw toast in them, it turns into toast.
Raw toast.
Raw toast.
Raw toast. Raw toast.
If you put toast in there, it'll turn into bread.
Yeah, raw toast mined from the toast mines in Yorkshire.
Yeah.
See, we don't have coal pits anymore. We have toast pits.
I heard the toast mines were quite profitable before Thatcher closed them down.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking Margaret Thatcher. It all comes back to her, huh?
Uh-oh, political.
You know, she used to breathe fire. So anyway, that's the PlayStation. That was fun news, wasn't it? Time for some less fun news. Mark Zuckerberg personally announced that Facebook were going to buy the Oculus Rift and ruin it.
Yep.
And, like, their press releases are all full of this, like, we want to build the most social device ever bullshit. And
opinions seem pretty split.
I guess you could say it's created
not split in this room.
Oh. No, he was trying to make a shit pun, but...
Wait, what? I get it.
Say it again.
Opinions are pretty split. I guess you could say it's created a bit of a rift.
I don't get it.
Fuck you.
I just want to farm cows in virtual reality.
How would a waifu age live on now?
Via the other five virtual reality head goggles
that won't
right
be
now.
As good.
Oh, do you think they won't be as good because they don't have a $2 billion investment from Facebook?
And John Carmack and Gabe
like
and Michael Abrash.
Yeah, how does John Carmack feel about this?
He doesn't care.
Everyone
sits and writes code, and if someone interrupts with his writing code, then he fucks off. Okay, that's Carmack's deal.
No, yes, he puts them in a headlock.
Yes.
What?
Danny,
have you not seen the video?
With the black guy.
John Carmack knows judo and can, like, judo the shit out of people twice his size, so he's basically the perfect human being. But anyway, yeah.
I was looking at the comments on the GYP article about it, and a lot of people seem to blame Carmack for some reason.
Fuck you, Carmack.
Didn't have shit to do with this.
You did put his image as the main thing.
That's because love that picture of Carmack with the riff, like, with that wry smile. It's so brilliant.
Well, it might be because Carmack...
He can't help being the figurehead because he's fucking John Carmack.
Yeah, that's the thing. He's the figurehead and he's also easy to hate.
He's really difficult to hate.
He's easy to hate because he's a nerd. He's not cool like Cliffy B.
Wasn't the guy who was the head of Oculus Rift and sold it to Facebook, wasn't he also involved in Gaikai?
Yes, he was.
Got bought by Sony.
He's one of these people who, like, starts companies and then sells them and goes on to another company, starts it, sells it, you know, just sort of goes around the block. But I guess you could say we should have seen this coming, and some people did, but not to Facebook. What?
No.
Facebook have no fucking stake in this, and it doesn't relate whatsoever to the service they offer. That's the perplexing thing. Like, all the stuff they've bought in the past, they've been able to, like, integrate it into Facebook as a thing. What the fuck? Is Facebook going to have VR? Am I going to look at those fucking posts that say, like, if you hate cancer, and, like, you know, wave my hand at them in VR, and, you know, the like turns into magical cancer-saving drugs?
I saw a post about, like, what this one guy wanted it to be, which was odd because what he wanted was a bunch of advertising. But it was like, you wake up on planet Facebook. There is a blimp advertising Coca-Cola. You give a thumbs up to the Coca-Cola blimp and am teleported to the Coca-Cola planet where all Coca-Cola fans gather to Coca-Cola. Your cousin Johnny rings you up. Planet Coca-Cola? Sweet! And then he teleports there and you drink Coca-Cola.
Soon they'll have one that you just surgically implant into your face so that you can never get away from it.
Yeah. Oh, it's going to end up like that fucking Charlie Brooker thing. God damn it.
I think what they want to do with it is they want to have it for, like, some kind of VR face-to-face chat thing. Like VR Skype.
I believe
Skype
they're
kind
using
of thing.
It. They're going to try and use it as a competitor to Google Glass. I think
no,
that's
they're not the same
that.
Thing at all.
I know, but Facebook doesn't know that.
But Fishheads is right. The whole VR face-to-face chat thing seems plausible.
Or they're just expanding, like, their businesses.
Facebook doesn't have anything like that, do they?
Not yet.
Which is kind of surprising, because Google has Hangout and Microsoft has Skype, so it makes sense.
They do have a Facebook equivalent to Google Hangout. I think it's...
Wow, just fucking talk.
You need to use Skype in order to do it.
I have a point, Conrad. Where does Facebook see the market in this, really? I mean, I'm not... This is economics here, okay?
Mel, we just discussed that. We just said that. They might run it...
No, let me talk. Most Facebook users, will they really want to buy, like, a $100 pound, whatever, currency headset to use for... VR stuff. Do they really care that much?
No, but they think that VR is going to be the next big thing. And to be honest, I do too. Because Gabe, he said that digital distribution would be the next big thing in 2003. And he was right. And then he said that crowd-funded video games would be the next big thing in 2009, and he was right. And now, well, in 2013, he said that VR was going to be the next big thing. And if he's not right, I will literally not do anything.
I just can't see it.
Apple made the iPhone, I won't give a fuck.
Like, no, it's like when Apple made the iPad.
It's like when Apple invented phones.
iPad, like, good point.
The iPhone wasn't good at first, but then it became the fucking thing.
It wasn't good, and then it continued to be shit.
Yeah, but, like, the point is, they got into it early, and now, like, smartphones are the thing, and they win.
True, yeah. Apple, they're quite perceptive, and they jump on things that they think are going to be trends. Like, what are they doing now? Fucking smartwatches? Everyone's going to be wearing one of them in 10 years. And yet no one's going to have a decent use for them because they're stupid.
Smartwatches?
The concept is neat, but all of them so far are really shit and not worth a ton of money. Hmm. It's like, oh, it can tell time, and then it has a camera on it. Yay.
Oh, yeah, from, like, their posts from Facebook, they're going for this whole idea that they can use the VR headset outside of just gaming and all that stuff. Like, oh, you can go to lectures in your headset now. And the doctor can say you have cancer with your headset on.
Yeah, they're probably going to sell it as more than just for Facebook.
But
as
then again, the
kind
Kinect
of all around
had the same thing.
Thing.
Like, it was shit for video games, but they use this for all kinds of shit. Like scanning stuff and surgery and all that.
Was the Kinect part of Xbox ordering pizza? Or were they separate?
No, I think you could use it to order pizza, but you didn't need it to order the pizza.
Okay, good.
Well, that's good, because I don't own a Kinect, and I sometimes need to order pizza.
I order any food ever with my Wii U as long as I live in Japan.
Well, Boygus, you don't live in Japan.
I don't understand why you can't just do it with your phone or computer.
Because you don't use the fucking gamepad and...
But Happy, that would be normal and reasonable. We can't have that.
But then I don't have an excuse to use my Wii U.
This is the year 2014. If a device doesn't have more than 20 different functions, I don't want to even look at it.
I like the idea that the Wii U is something that you buy, that you put a disc in it, and it plays the game, and it's not like your fucking like magical Netflix, Twitch TV box home media center internet web browser tablet connected fucking thing.
No, Catchman, every device has to be a shit PC now, don't you know?
Yes. I use my Wii U for Nico Nico, and
you know what Nico the number Nico. One thing I do with my phone is number one, kitchen timer, number two, torch, number three, receiving texts from my provider telling me that I haven't used any credit.
That's depressing.
I use mine as an alarm clock.
You're just in a dark kitchen alone. That is your life.
Going off.
I sure hope
by a single naked 40-watt bulb. Yeah.
The lonely dark kitchen of Catsman's existence.
Life is a sad veil of tears.
I play games with mine, like two games. I install free software on it so I can say that I did.
typical you.
I played Wonderful 101 and I buy Monster Hunter so that Shawnee gets mad at me for not playing it.
Alright, should we move on?
Yes, we should.
I've got something. There's a site you may have heard of called, I think it's insomnia.ac, is it?
Oh yeah!
Run by the biggest shithead on the internet.
I love that guy.
Yeah. Apparently that guy is making a game now. Let me post a link in chat.
Insomnia.ac is the guy who says that Sonic the Hedgehog 2 is shit because it's too American, even though it was made by a Japanese team and they were just living in America while they were making it.
The Stanley Parable, 1 star. Papers, Please, 1 star. Splinter Cell Blacklist, 5 stars. I like this guy.
At least they didn't give Halo 4 a good score.
Maybe Catsman should read out his post on his game he's trying to make. This guy, in case you didn't know, this guy believes he is the Ubermensch.
I pretend I know what that means.
He says, we've already started work and we'll have a basic prototype of the first area soon. However, it'll be a hugely ambitious game. Think Far Cry 2 crossed with Deus Ex, only better in every respect. So, we're going to assemble a larger team as possible to make it happen, because contrary to what the pseudo-intellectuals say, the best games are always made by the largest teams, and this includes Biohazard 6, you fucking pretentious fagots.
Yeah, that's why Kid's story is so awesome.
You fucking pretentious fagots with shit taste. So here's what the team looks like so far.
Well, didn't you know, Happy? This guy says that if you like Cave Story, you have shit taste and are a subhuman.
Are you serious?
I am.
No, you're fucking with me.
No, he posted a whole article about Cave Story, and he talked about the game for maybe half a paragraph, and the whole rest of it was just like, oh, everyone loves Cave Story so much, but if I was a professor, I would say it was good for effort, but not that good a game, and if you like it, you don't appreciate superior games. And he lists, like, this whole, like, huge list of Japanese-only Metroidvanias, which Cave Story isn't a fucking Metroidvania in the first place.
We'll talk... I have some things to say about the guy himself
anyway,
in a minute.
Right, I'm reading this. I am the number one video game and art theorist in the world, and the game will adhere as strictly as technology will presently allow to all my theory's conclusions. Christian has been programming since 2008 with engines like Unity. He worked as a tools programmer at TimeGate Studios before they closed down. Oh, that's amazing. So he made Aliens, Colonial Marines.
Oh, Jesus. Great.
So you've
wait,
really
is that
got...
That's not a joke?
No.
Holy shit.
He worked at TimeGate, made Aliens, Colonial Marines. So he's really got the big talent there. And he's got some guy from a message board who arranged the soundtrack to Rockman games. Why not call it Mega Man? Your name is Alex Kierkegaard. You're clearly not Japanese.
Well, you notice he insisted on calling Resi 6 Biohazard 6.
Yes, he did.
So
I
we're
did
sure this guy... We are sure this guy's legit, right?
Probably. Keep going,
okay.
Rockman's a better name.
Does he call every game series by the Japanese one? Like, when he talks about Smash Bros., does he just go Nirento Smash Brothers X or something?
That's a better name, too.
If he even goes to parties.
To be fair, I do think the Japanese names are often better names. I mean, Resident Evil worked for one game, but that's because they were, like,
what?
In a house of evil.
What's
this
the...
Something about... Never mind. This is something about what he said earlier, but it's like, you notice that every single video game pitch, it's X mixed with Y.
Yeah.
What
it's
is
Skyrim
combination?
With guns!
It is every single game pitch I've ever heard
it's
from
Skyrim
the last, like, 4 years,
bears.
I think.
It's Skyrim with bears.
Well, yeah. Pitch is done by people who have no idea what they're doing.
No. Yeah. That's a good pitch because it frames it in terms of things that people are familiar with and they like, even if
it's
extremely
good,
unoriginal. It's good advertising.
It's a good pitch, but it's a bad actual basis for making a game.
Yeah. It's fine to say our game is like Skyrim with bears, but if you actually try and make Skyrim with bears, you'll make something shit.
Well, you'd make Skyrim, which is shit, so...
Yeah, boom. Oh, political.
Wow, such a political podcast.
Put that on a
t-shirt and smoke it.
So if this guy is the guy who made the Insomnia website, like culture.bg, I don't mind the website design. It seems fine.
Okay, let me explain this guy to you, Mao. His entire website is a cult of personality built around himself, where people have to pay to post on the forums.
Hold on, let me check that.
Yeah, only shit websites do that. Like,
also, it says
something awful.
Sorry. It says best viewed through highly perceptive eyes. Amazing.
Where do I get those at?
Holy moly. This is cool. And like, no, not cool like that. Orgy of the will.net. I'm liking this even more.
As regards to the financial issue, there will not be any money changing hands on this project for a very long time.
This guy.
So basically, I have this great idea for a game. I can't pay you for a very long time, but I am the number one video game analyst in the world.
Well, look at this, and it might explain it a bit more. Hang on, let me post it.
Man, listeners won't have any idea what the fuck's going on unless they're listening to this on the computer.
So, basically, if you can't see the... blog post I just posted up. There was a guy scammed a bunch of people out of money in 2001.
through wire fraud. The sites, like insomnia.ac, happen to be registered to someone of the same name, and the guy, Alex or whatever his name, has gone on record on the site as saying that he scammed people out of money. So we are dealing with a con artist.
Oh my god, he's a Holocaust denier. Oh, that's funny. Oh, that's not funny, that's just sad.
That is pretty great.
Are we done making fun of this guy?
Is that a picture of him?
I think so.
Are any of you interested to know that it has surfaced in the past month that there was a Crash Team Racing game being made that was shelved?
Yes, I've seen the thingy.
I saw the footage, yes.
And by Sony?
By someone.
I remember three characters. Crash, a big-ass shark that looked really, like, menacing, and a polar bear.
A realistic dingo dial.
Who owns
For
the Crash?
Activision.
Yeah, Activision owns it.
Huh.
But it seems like even they looked at this and were like, no,
Wait, how did Activision wind up with both Spyro and Crash?
Because they're Activision.
I think it was Universal who owned them both previously, and once...
I thought it was Sony, right?
No, it was Universal Interactive Studios. And then once Naughty Dog and Insomniac both said, hey, we don't want these anymore, we want to make different games, and so Activision were like, hey, we'll buy it, and Universal were like, sure. And then you know what happened after that.
The dark times.
I feel really sorry for Stuart Copeland, because the Spyro soundtracks are three of the best soundtracks in video games.
And
then he never wrote another game soundtrack again, because he had this really shit time working with the people who got Spyro, who were utterly, utterly incompetent.
I don't know. Enter the Dragonfly is pretty fun. Gotta finish it.
You can finish Enter the Dragonfly in around a minute.
No, I basically couldn't finish it.
This Crash Racing game looks really fun.
The game goes like, no.
Oh, the game, yeah, it breaks a lot. I don't know how it passed certification. But there's a bug in the game that lets you finish it in about 2 minutes.
Well, what? It was on PS2, right? You should see some of the shit that's been on PS2.
PS2, before the Wii came around, was the shovelware console, and nobody remembers, and everyone thinks it was exclusive to the Wii.
Is it worse than the Wii? Because
it wasn't quite as bad.
Shit on both.
Snow White and the Seven Clever Boys. I fucking love that. I watch that every Wednesday.
Why?
What do you mean, why? Have you seen Snow White and the Seven Clever Boys?
No, someone should stream it.
One of them is literally, like, black and has huge red lips.
Amazing.
Not quite so long ago, and not so far away, near the seventh town across the seventh river, there was a beautiful forest, where high above the baby birds chirped happily, safe in their nests, while on the forest floor below, the animals ran happy and free. It was wonderful. All because the forest was kept perfectly in order by seven clever and thoughtful young boys. Every day the seven boys would clean the forest and make it fresh. And here they are. First there was Cubby, who was like a small bear. And then there was Big Basil, who was huge. Well, for a boy he was huge. And then Sunny, who took care of the plants and the animals. And Jacob, who was in charge of keeping order in the forest. Then Michael, who cared for the flowers. And then the professor, who was the most intelligent. Then the seventh boy, Joseph Jr. So the seven boys spent every day cheerfully working protecting the forest greenery. They were such good boys because they really cared about the environment. But then one evening they came back to their cabin and were surprised to find the door open. Yes, wide open. How could that be? Who could it be? Oh, there's a funny face on the chimney. Look, and there's smoke. What is going on? So Snow White came to stay with the seven boys, of course she did, and the boys promised they would look after her and keep her safe from the evil queen. Such noble, brave and clever boys. The next morning all seven went to the forest and worked as hard as usual because they were happy that they had lovely Snow White to look after, as well as the forest to care for. They worked and worked and worked and worked. Their work hardly seemed like work at all. It was more fun than work. They were such good boys, weren't they? But then something terrible happened. The Wicked Queen disguised herself as an ugly old hag and gave Snow White a poisoned apple. The poor girl took one bite and fell down unconscious, fast asleep, possibly forever. And when the seven boys came home that night and found her unconscious, they were overcome with grief, so sad. They didn't know what to do and sat around crying. It was just awful. No more Snow White to meet them and smile her lovely smile at them or sing her lovely songs. Never, ever, ever again. The seven boys cried all night long, their young hearts almost bursting with sorrow. Was there no way to break the spell the Wicked Queen had cast on Snow White? Was there no hope? But suddenly, something happened. Something quite incredible. Look, there in the distance, a cloud of dust. Could it be that a miracle was about to take place? That a Prince Charming on a noble horse would come to save Snow White? But was this really Prince Charming? Yes, it was. Hooray! When he saw Snow White, he gave her a soft, loving kiss. And, well, the result was unbelievably beautiful and simply magical in every way. And you know what happened next. Yes, the seven clever boys and Snow White and Prince Charming all lived happily ever after and even after that. And all of them worked together to keep the forest cleaner and greener than ever before. Wasn't that nice? And that is the end of the story about Snow White and the seven clever boys.
Is he clever?
Are you talking about a porno?
Yes, they are all clever boys.
We're talking about porno.
That does sound like the title of a porno.
I want this crash racing game.
It looks shit.
There's some real... I have a friend who...
crabs and then race on crabs.
It's pre-alpha.
I've got like a friend who...
It's crazy looking.
This friend, at his birthday party, you know, his mom made him invite the shitty kid that everyone hated. Yeah. So the shitty kid gave him Ninja Bread Man for his birthday.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
And great I was game. Just trying so hard not to laugh the whole time.
I looked up Ninja Bread Man and Firefox crashed.
It's trying to protect you, Bugus.
Wasn't there another game that was
Trixie and Toyland? Yeah,
exactly like Ninja Bread Man. Yeah, like reskinned.
Same.
No, that's Anubis
engine.
Too.
No, what? There was three. There's three games, and they're both exactly the same as Ninja Bread
Man.
Like
down to like the same levels and everything.
Yeah,
exactly.
Reskinned. Just different textures.
That's fucking crazy. How do they get away with that?
If it passes certification, they publish it.
Got Nintendo seal of approval, man.
No longer the seal of quality. Not that it ever was.
Yeah. Given the subject of our book club for this podcast.
There was a lot of shit
on
the NES.
Political!
Political. Yeah,
this is political to me because I fucking love that game.
Is this the political podcast?
Probably. You love yes. shit. You love shit.
I love a good game.
You love shit.
I love a good shit.
Yeah, I can tell. Because you're always late because you gotta go take a shit.
Political.
Shut up.
Stop that.
Alright, so you want to move on to the next topic?
So yeah, the next thing in the news is nothing because... Oh, well, Yoshi's New Island. Ha ha ha. Okay, that's all. That's all I got.
How about
did
that,
you read the P4R Gaming article on that?
How about that Sonic movie?
Oh, I don't give a shit.
Can we talk
about Sonic movie. It's Sonic movie. Darker and edgier. That's right.
How sure are we about that thing, though?
Well, this is Gentlemen Discussing Video, so rumors are fact, and If it didn't happen, right, just don't talk about it on the next podcast.
I'm reading from the Gather Your Party article. The film is expected to use a mix of CGI and live action similar to Alvin and the Chipmunks and the Smurfs, and is aiming for a dark, edgy version skewed towards older audiences.
How is that the comparison they went with?
Skewed towards older audiences, the target market for Sonic.
Yeah, but they've got Brad Bird. Brad Bird. Do you know who Brad Bird is?
You're saying this name like I should know this.
You should know.
Are you fucking kidding me, Mitch? Are you fucking kidding me?
Is he the man in Need for Speed?
Okay, or Brad Bird, the Iron Giant, and The Incredibles, and Ratatouille, and he worked on The Simpsons during its glory years.
Oh.
And Up.
And Up, yeah. He's like
but
one
Vin
of the
Diesel
most...
Vin Diesel was the voice of the Iron Giant, though.
God damn it.
Yes, Vin Diesel, like, thing.
God damn
I swear
it.
We've said this before.
Oh my god. Well, it sounds like they're... wasting talent on
they might just be like throwing talent at a project and hoping that it makes something amazing.
Kenny Wojtkowski, he did like the animated opening towards an Adam Sandler movie. So, you know.
Yeah.
Kenny Wojtkowski, known for creating the Powerpuff Girls, Samurai Jack, and Symbiotic Titan.
You know who should be in the Sonic movie? Jack Black.
Big the Cat.
I went to see Hotel Transylvania because someone told me he did the entire thing of that, and it was a really shit film. And
It had Adam Sandler in it, so what were you expecting?
Well, I went originally to the cinema because we all wanted to see Looper, which also turned out to be a huge mistake.
Oh, God.
Fuck that film. Fuck.
Mistakes into miracles.
What would your casting choices ideally be for Sonic the Hedgehog, by the way?
Julia White.
Gilbert Gottfried.
I did it in the fan made Sonic the Hedgehog.
Yes,
if the bell was here, we'd get a Shia LaBeouf. Because he always talks about Shia LaBeouf.
If I had to pick like a whole cast for that movie, I think the only one I'd be sure about is Cory in the House for Tails.
That's his name. That's not the name of the show. His name is Cory in the House.
Oh yeah, Kyle Massey.
This summer, you gotta go fast. Starring Shia LaBeouf as Sonic and Cory in the House as Tails.
I put Donald Glover in just because I like him and he's my favorite.
How many times has it happened to you that you've downloaded an DS ROM and it turned out to be Cory in the House? It happened to me like three times.
It hasn't happened to me yet. I'm really disappointed.
People like
Does
to disguise like people
Cory
like
to
disguise
house?
Like Pokemon ROMs and stuff like that as Cory in the House.
To realize that it was Cory in the House.
When the menu started up.
Oh, it's not that long.
He's like, wait, this isn't Pokemon.
I remember people did that a bunch when White and Black 2 first came out and none of the flashcards could run them. So everyone would say, like, this ROM really works on flashcards,
guys. Well, same
with
the first Black and White.
Yeah.
They also had Cory in the House.
Has anyone streamed Cory in the House on our channel?
No, actually, I don't think so.
I'll do it.
You need to rise to the challenge.
Do it.
Cory in the House.
He's friends with a person named... There's a character in it called Mina Paroom.
What is that show about? I've never seen it.
It's about Little Raven's brother, Cory in the
what
House.
What house?
The White House.
His dad becomes a chef for the White House, and so he moves there and meets some foreign girl and some blonde dumb kid and the worst little girl to ever exist.
Is this show like canon to That's So Raven?
Nope.
More than like that, I want to know. Like, is it canon to iCarly? That's what's really important. Is it canon to iCarly?
No.
Because iCarly,
like,
I have seen.
Nick
holy
and
fuck.
Disney, whatever shows are just in the same universe.
Yeah.
Cory in the House is canon to Wizards of Waverly Place, so Cory could just have magic and we don't know it.
But I think Cory in the House kind of shat all over the Disney Channel lore that they'd been working so diligently to build.
Does Disney Channel ever do crossovers, like when they did the crossover with Full House and Family Matters? And Urkel went to the Full House house?
Disney
did they ever do that stuff?
Disney did a Hannah Montana That's So Raven Sweet Life crossover.
Okay.
And then
they all fought.
I remember that.
They all fought.
Fought each other, yeah.
Yeah, that would have been good.
So I killed the podcast with Corey in the house. Good job.
Yeah, I think it's time to move on.
The thumbnail should get Corey in the house to do the intro for a podcast. And he has to say, "Hi, I'm Corey in the house from Corey in the house. You're listening to Gentlemen Discussing Video."
I think the name of this episode should be Podcast in the House, clearly.
Podcast in the Satan house.
Political podcast in the house.
To use
political
the
podcast
thumbnail,
the
man.
House.
That's the thumbnail right there. Hold on, can I just read the gameplay description of Wikipedia for Corey in the House?
Yes.
Please.
Corey in the House is an adventure game that requires the player to play as Corey Baxter, a teenager who lives in his father, Victor Baxter. Lives with his father, Victor Baxter, after Victor gets accepted as blah blah blah. The basic premise of the game is Corey, after winning a toy contest, starts an endeavor to sell bobbleheads depicting the President of the United States to the citizens of Washington, D.C. The bobbleheads, however, are taken into possession by the evil toy maker, who tries to utilize the bobbleheads as a means of hypnotic technology on the population of Washington, D.C. Corey is then tasked with retrieving the bobbleheads to stop the hypnosis plan. The gameplay can be best described as an adventure stealth game.
This sounds amazing.
10 out of fucking 10.
I like Corey's look on the box art. He's like, yeah, you're gonna buy
yeah,
this.
Yeah, I'm in the house. What are you gonna do?
Black man in the
Corey,
house now.
Do you remember the basics of CQC?
Do you guys wanna see what he's up to now? That is Corey in the house today.
I'm sure this isn't depressing.
He got rich off those bobblehead sales, I tell you.
Review website Game Boys also. Damn. I can't read that word. Concluding that not even hardcore fans of the television series would appreciate it.
Wow.
Wow.
As the biggest Corey in the House fan on the planet, I have concluded that this game's shit.
Corey in the House does not hover hand.
Oh my god.
What is Richard Stallman?
Corey in the House as hell.
I like how the Disney logo is spelled.
Wait, do you think those girls were like, wait, are you Corey in the house? Want to come home with us? is that how he picks
up come
girls?
To our house?
I found another.
What if he has his family call him that? Like at his funeral, he's like, Corey,
look at that.
Are you Corey in the house?
The in the house family.
That girl's licking his nip.
He's wearing a fucking felt hat.
He doesn't even look any older than
the podcast status derailed.
What's he got written on his chest?
Squad broken.
I think it's happy birthday. Oh god, are we gonna have to put this in the show notes?
Yeah.
Do we have to?
Yes, Kat, absolutely.
Save all these links.
That's beautiful.
God. It is.
Arch is being made.
This fucking dumb. Let's move on, please.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I think we've had our fill of Corey in the house.
The video game that crashed the industry.
We just weren't ready for it.
I'm just going to share one last thing that's completely off topic so we can move on. In Japanese, the word for fedora is also slang for prematurely going soft during intercourse.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
In Japanese, the word for afro is also the word for overflowing, which is very appropriate.
Have any of you guys seen? Actually, no, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, it probably doesn't. Let's move on.
Now, I would quite like at this point to finish off with the video game book club.
Yeah.
Here we go.
So the video game book club is Yonoid. That game is fucking awesome, but
no,
nobody else thinks that because
okay.
They're dumb.
Here, who, if you think that Yonoid is fucking awesome, then say I.
Yeah, Animage, I love you.
Okay, nope. You know what this nope. is? This is Stockholm Syndrome. Okay.
Nope.
That's not.
Yes, it is.
No,
it
not.
Is in fact Stockholm Syndrome.
You all have just
You're
been cuddled
wrong.
By modern video games and you can't appreciate a real challenge
Happy Man,
anymore.
You told me that you played Yonoid every day last summer.
Yeah, for a while last summer, I didn't have any money and I didn't have anything to do and I couldn't do anything, so I just played Yonoid every day.
You could have played many
could have
other
played,
games.
He could have played Blaster Master or Chrysalis.
I played a shit ton of Blaster Master too, that game rules, but
it
I
does.
Just played Yonoid. Because Yonoid, I don't know, something really fascinated me about it. It was a hard game and I wanted to conquer it.
Oh my god.
You have issues, man.
No.
No, Yonoid gave him issues. He was fine before this.
I understand the mentality. I streamed XCOM and he's...
Yeah, you get it.
Yeah, those are good games though, Mal. Unlike Yonoid.
The thing is, XCOM isn't broken like Yonoid is.
Not broken. You mean,
okay, so I think we should actually talk about the game. Okay.
Katzman, tell everyone what you told me about Yonoid versus a certain other book club game.
Oh, it's worse than Magical Dorapi.
No, it's absolutely
there
not.
You have
okay,
it.
Yeah, I'll tell you about Yonoid. Yonoid is a 1999 platformer
on the NES, quotes.
Starring the Noid. The plot is that in New York City, every pizza has been stolen by a group of Noids that is not the normal Noid. So the Red Noid, which is the original Noid, gotta go beat up the other Noids in pizza-eating contests to save the pizzas of New York City.
Too deep for me.
And in the end, when Yonoid beats the Green Noid, who is the leader, he walks all the way back through all the levels, and then he comes to a huge pizza guy who's like three times the size of him, and then he tugs his ears and has a really creepy face, and that's the end of the game.
Set.
Yeah, and the game's
amazing.
Awesome.
Amazing.
Basically, leaves the ending open to interpretation.
Need to know about Yonoid is two things. Number one, it spawns enemies below you that kill you if you're standing above them, but doesn't give you enough time to dodge out of the way. Number two, every single object in that game breaks into a million pieces, and the pieces
that
kill you if they touch you.
That is a gross exaggeration.
No. When I say a million, I mean three.
Yeah, no,
why
you're talking
is
about...
An enemy fucking fires... What are they, like... What do you call the things in curling? I'm curious.
Curls.
And they curl curls at you, and you destroy the curls, and the curls explode into smaller curls.
Well, why don't you fucking jump out of the way of the curl instead?
Because that's not how it works.
That's not how platformers work, Happy.
Okay.
You can't jump over obstacles.
I don't care how they
madness.
Work.
Okay, so
here's
you
another
know
thing, right? The game has... Right, in its second level, which I couldn't beat because I'm scrubbed here, it has... The second level is an ice level, right? And it has platforms that are made of ice that move up and down and left and right. And the way these platforms work is, if you jump on them, there's a 50-50 chance that either you'll keep going in the direction that you were going and have to slow down, or that your momentum will change on a dime and you'll fly off the platform in another direction. If you sit on the platforms and do nothing, you'll be pushed to the edge of the platform in the direction that you're facing. The physics are totally broken. If you see Happy Man play it, to avoid it, he gets on the platform and then he does tiny little jumps until he's at the other side of the chasm. And then he
gets
off.
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
It doesn't work.
Just the idea of moving ice platforms is not acceptable in modern
moving
society.
Moving ice platforms is one thing. Having ice platforms whose physics changes depending on whether you enter them facing left or right is completely different.
That's not acceptable in them. Civilized
like, it
modern
doesn't
society.
Give a shit about your momentum. It's solely dependent on whether your sprite is facing left or right when you land on it, which direction you'll go, and what happens.
Oh shit, I didn't even figure that out. I didn't think about that. I'm just so pro that I managed to pass it anyway.
See, Cass, the problem is you're overthinking the problems.
No, I'm not overthinking the problems.
You are,
what
yeah.
Happy Man has, he's become accustomed to the game in the same way that you would become accustomed to being beaten if you're an abused spouse. And it's quite unsettling.
No, Yonoid doesn't beat me. I beat Yonoid.
You didn't beat it when you streamed it.
That's because I didn't have time. I would have done
sure.
it if I had time.
Sure, Happy.
I would have. I could, dude, I'll show you that I can beat Yonoid.
I believe
that you can beat
Yonoid. But it is rationalizing the abuse.
I don't rationalize jack shit.
That's why you like Yonoid.
Yeah, because I don't need to rationalize anything to show you how awesome Yonoid is.
At least Magical Dorapi was trying to be good. Yonoid is like, let's
well,
take...
Well, it was mostly doing that by ripping off Mega
let's
Man,
take
but still.
Mediocre graphics and repetitive, annoying music and a completely unappealing main character who's the mascot of a shitty pizza chain and just put them all in a game with level design that... and enemy behaviors and physics that are designed solely to piss people off.
Okay, so...
Oh, everybody stop! Jambalaya Bob's here!
Oh shit!
Alright, so I think briefly we should just bring up the pizza eating contest.
We gotta get Bob in here to shit all over Yonoid some more.
Why are there two of him?
The bad noids...
One's not enough.
The bad noids eat... They're made of, like, antimatter, and they eat anti-pizza, and you eat regular pizza. And at the start of each round of the pizza-eating contest, you throw your pizzas together, and the pizza and anti-pizza annihilate into pure energy. And then whoever's pizza is left over, they eat the pizza.
Yeah. In the original game, which is Masked Ninja Hanamaru, it's like a card game, and you have a health bar or whatever... But they just remade that into a pizza eating contest, and it doesn't quite make sense with the game mechanics at all. But I think it's kind of fun in a way, pizza eating contest.
I actually thought the pizza
basically,
eating aspect
up,
was good.
Yeah, you pick up power ups, like you can put hot sauce on the pizza, and the guy eats it, and it's so hot that he spits the pizza out, and he spits out an extra bit of pizza, so he loses some of his pizza gauge.
Yeah, and it's pretty cool because like there's pizza-like cards that you can get that will make the boss fights easier that are hidden in the levels that you collect.
Yeah. You gotta search.
So yeah, there's kind of an interesting risk-reward dynamic going on, and like whether when you're in a fight, whether you should be like conserving your good cards or whether you should be spending them, and you know, it's good. It's good.
So. Basically, Journal is an awesome game, and don't
no.
listen to these guys. And you
no,
should try it.
No,
so did anyone say anything about Yonoid?
Here's what I have to say. From what I've seen and from what I've played, I don't quite get why people put it up there with like Bubsy and shit as like these spectacularly shitty games. I think it's just kind of bad.
I think it's just because it has the Noid, you know? It's and, like, oh, I see a bad. Fucking marketing advertising game or whatever. It's like Bubsy or whatever. I think if this was just Masked Ninja Hanamaru, people wouldn't shit on nearly as much. But just because it's the Noid, you gotta just shit on the Noid for no reason.
I would also say it's better than Super Meat Boy in that it's not basically a Flash game. But
that's not
that's
hard.
Lames say Yonoid is fun. The pizza eating contests become pretty stupid later on though. Yeah, Lames fucking knows.
Is that enough about Yonoid?
That was the only person who had anything to say about Yonoid.
Bob, at the end of
quick,
the day,
quickly,
our listeners just don't understand how awesome it is.
No, if Bob shits on Yonoid, it'll invalidate everything I've
said.
Oh,
damn it. No, go
I'm
away, Bob.
True.
Don't shit on Yonoid.
I wasn't going to be participating in the podcast, but you forced me into it, so fuck you.
Oh, we forced him! Do you hear that, everyone? We forced him. We were literally
Bob and he
on our knees.
He entered the channel.
Please come in the podcast.
And we forced Jambalaya. He's
on his phone! He's...
oh my god.
You ruined it, Mitch. You ruined it all.
I did, didn't I?
I have a quick question. Is Yonoid a good game or not?
No. Yes. Oh, were you asking Bob?
At the end...
I never played it.
Oh, I guess that was useless.
It looks pretty good from what I saw of you playing it.
Yeah! Jemba right. understands.
No, Happy Man,
it
you don't realize
solid.
That that
solid.
Invalidates your argument, though.
Does.
At
that?
The end of the day, the iRite Gamer doesn't like Yonoid. So,
iRite Gamer.
If people were to side with Catsman and Fishheads on this, that makes the iRite Gamer right incredible. So, would you rather go with him or
what are you talking
all
about?
The iRite Gamer does is parrot popular opinions anyway. He probably heard it from me first, and he idolizes me.
Oh, this podcast just started?
Yeah.
No. Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn, okay,
no,
cool.
No, Bob.
God damn it, Mal. We were trying...
I've got to be honest.
Fuck you, Mal.
Fuck you. I am a defender of justice.
We were trying to have an amazing ruse,
That's
but
why we
you
all
ruined
hate
it.
You.
Good job, Mal.
Okay, I'm glad I ruined everything. That's
well,
me.
Good.
Mal, the ruiner.
You don't even have to try.
So, anyway, next week's book club game is going to be Triangle Digger.
No, it's going to be off.
No, it's Triangle Digger.
I'm
off.
It's going to be off. Happy Man, is it off too long and too difficult? Or do you think people will finish it or play it?
It's not super easy like Space Funeral, but you can beat it in about 5 hours. It's also fucking awesome.
Off?
But we should take a little longer than Yonoi to talk about it, though. There's a lot more to talk about in general.
I'm fine with it because I've already beat it, so I don't need to play it.
I think we should just because it's like Space Funeral and some of our best discussion surrounded Space Funeral, so yeah.
Yeah, that's also why I think we should play Middens later.
The reason to me that Space Funeral was better than Off and Middens is that it knew the problems with the JRP genre instead of just reveling in them like those do.
Not sure I understand.
I'm pretty sure all Space Funeral does is revel in stupid JRPG tropes.
Yes. Middens is a game where you have a gun and you shoot people and you can kill anyone.
Thanks, Jamba. That's very descriptive.
It's hard to play it. Jesus, it's a JRPG, but it's weird. It has a good art style.
Jamba, do you have a cold? You sound really bad.
He's on his phone.
He's on his fucking phone.
Oh, that makes sense. Okay.
I didn't know you could get Mumble on phones until, like...
Yeah, they've got it like, for, like, Android and stuff.
I was sitting in Mumble and, like, Rhythm came in, who none of you will know, but Rhythm came in and he was like, hey, I'm just in the car. And I'm like, are you driving?
I know Rhythm.
I know Rhythm.
Like, who does that?
Rhythm and Bob, apparently.
Fucking Rhythm. God damn. Don't drive and Mumble. It's ridiculous.
Hello?
Yes.
Hi.
Delete this!
Well, you could be like Mao and you mumble when you do everything.
What?
Moving on. I'm sorry, Mao.
Do we have anything to move on to aside from...
Not really. I can throw a conundrum, but this podcast is about an okay length because it...
No.
Yeah?
Need the conundrum, please.
No, put in a conundrum. Because then the chat, I mean, comments can still talk about it.
Yeah. It won't take that long to do a conundrum.
Okay. Amuse yourselves while I log into to Google.
But you know what I forgot
still looking
to do?
At this picture of Corey in the house.
Conundrum, okay. Has your extensive knowledge of video games ever helped you in the real world?
Yes. Yes, no. Yes, no. Yes, yes, yes.
No. No. Video games I'm trying to think. Stupid.
It landed me on this shit ass podcast, and I don't think it did a lot else.
Okay. I'd say video games have actively made me stupider, but at the same time, being stupider has made me happier.
Well, I know a very gifted game developer's games taught me 12 different ways to kill a dog, so.
Oh, yeah.
One of them being 9/11.
Yep.
It only works once, but it's really effective.
Is the podcast over?
Please let it be over.
Thanks for listening, I guess.
Hey, you don't get to say thanks
this
for listening.
This has been a Gentleman Discussing Video. If you... play off. If you want to contact us, talk to lunchtime.org.uk or leave a...
Ring up the website and talk to your screen.
Why does it leave a voicemail? We don't have a voicemail. Actually, we should now that I have a soundboard.
But then send us your messages as like a Vukaroo and we'll play them.
Yes. If you we should have an email address for that. Yeah, send your Vukaroos to come at me bro.org.uk.
Come.
You know what? We'll put it in the description.
Hum, hum, come. Fuck you.
Hey, Happy.
Send your emails to hum, hum, come.
That Pokemon Vietnam bot on Twitter?
Yes, I do.
You can listen to the radio anywhere.
Listen to the radio anywhere.
We didn't serve the devil.
We are from Black Society, like to do something criminal.
Grope an elf in a cave?
I grasped a fine elf in a dark cave. My friend is fat, nap all the time, no one was seeing. That was the outro, by the way.
Excellent.
So, like, I have an idea how we can get more viewers to this podcast.
Okay.
Viewers. I do mean viewers.
Is it a serious idea or a joke?
I want to hear Jam Bob's idea.
You need to build a giant radio tower out of tin foil so that you can.
Okay, we gave you a chance, Jamba.
I can't believe I listened to the first 2 seconds of that.
We let you make another Mumble account, and this is what you do.
You banned his original. Yeah. No, his original account's right there.
Well, I guess I'm not doing my job then. Just in case, what?
This has been Gentlemen Discussing Video, the only podcast made from 99% pure sausages. This is a new feature. If you would like to leave us a voicemail that we will play on the podcast, then record a Vocaroo or whatever and send it to comeatmebro.org.uk.
O.uk.
Damn it.
What?
Man.
It's comeatmebro.co.uk.
That's co.uk, sorry. Comeatmebro.
You want to start again?
Co.uk. No, I don't want to start again.
You sure?
Fucker. until then, you can go to Gather Your Party for Honest Gaming Journalism or the gla.lunchtime.org for live streaming video. Goodbye.
.org.uk.
Sit the fuck down and pour yourself a cup of tea. Got a couple bad opinions, some for you, straight from me. Bunch of Brits at a big round table. Few fine fellas wrapped in internet cables. It's called the lunchtime, but it only runs at night. Cause we wake up in the PM and we burn in the light. If you're feeling fresh, see, just listen up, G. Here's Cats, Man, and Crew, and their voices are free. Cause the podcast and shit, it goes on the internet and like... nobody really wants to pay for it. And you know, it's like, sometimes it's this guy... and he's got a pillow, and it's got like a, it's like body sized, and it has like a girl's face. Don't even worry about it. Just, this is the Gentleman's Lunchtime Podcast. Enjoy.
That's Buck, everybody. Yeah, he's real talented. You know, call him if you ever want to get a Twitch TV channel banned.
We have our own top level domain name.
gla.lunchtime.
It's like how in the future you'll be able to go to pepsi.pepsi to get all your Pepsi
all
news.
Your Pepsi related news.
They have like exactly. .sexy now. And it's...
oh man, imagine pepsi.sexy.
I know. But sadly, well, it's restricted to like, I mean, anyone can sign up for it, but like they'll call you out on it if it's not. If it's not, fuck you, Mao, and your stupid long links that I have to listen to my headset.
I was wondering, what, is there a woman in the background, Gemma? It's just like, no, it's just the voice to talk. Okay.
Yeah, Gemma doesn't know any women. On this fucking app either.
And of course, it's all stuff.
A different one.
Is posting. Mao, anyway. Can you not post so much in chat, please? Please, Mao.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah, it's...
what was I even fucking talking about? Oh, yeah, yeah. Like, that, fuck you. There's supposed to be a... okay, now I'm just not gonna. I'm taking out my headset now. I can't hear. So, that's actually supposed to be used for like, what's it called? Internet dating sites. So if Pepsi makes an internet dating site.
Go on, Jabba, keep talking. He's not taking the bait. Jambalaya Bob's really disconnected. We got to him. The thing is, he doesn't get it. Every time he says, oh, don't post stupid shit in the chat because my phone reads it out. What do you think's going to happen, Jan Bob? What do you think?
There you go. Hey. There you
Hi,
go.
Bob.
No, I'm on an app that won't fucking give me tons of text-to-speech.
You take all the fun out of my life.
I think we should start uploading more of our highlights to the YouTube.
That's one thing
we'll
I'm going to get
on. Send them to
on.
Me, then.
I'm going to start doing them straight from Twitch. I was thinking I could go through our back catalog doing like a highlight a day, but I want to make like a little YouTube video like announcing that we're doing highlights because most of our subscribers joined from Five Great Horror Games, I think, and they're probably really confused as to why all these random ass wrestling videos appear in their subscriptions.
Yeah, I've been uploading all of those.
I thought Hexler.
I want to see the metrics on that channel.
I thought Hexler controlled the YouTube channel.
No, he gave the password to me because he doesn't want to bother with it.
It's shared. Hexler used to do it, and then I did it for a while, and right now Happy Man's doing it.
I was too.
Speaking of Five Great Horror Games with bad graphics, when are you getting around to the sequel to that?
I was writing for the successor today, and it's in like its fifth draft.
Jesus Christ.
And there's a vast amount of research that's gone into this thing, and it's like tens of pages of A4.
I have never heard of an article being in development hell.
This summer it will have been 2 years in writing and research.
Jesus Christ.
What article?
Not an article, it's the next video I'm making for GYP.
Two years.
But it'll be really good when it comes out.
It better be fucking good.
It'll be really good.
Baka made an absolute shit ton of highlights from all his streams.
It will never live up to people's expectations.
No, it will, because it's better in the second one than every way. It's got like swish graphics, and it's got like, you know, better narration.
Did you get a popular band to do the backing music for it?
No. But the backing music is sort of in the same vein as the music for the first one. But the music for the first one was really awkward because, not the music, the narration, because I really wanted to record it and get the video out there, and I was just coming out of a cold. So it's sort of, I've almost got a cold, but not really, and I'll just try and sort of speak around it.
I thought it was pretty good, that video.
It wasn't very good. Also, the editing was kind of bad. There's one point during the Afraid of Monsters segment where there's one of the videos is like letterboxed into a tiny thing in the center because I forgot to resize it because it was a different resolution to all the others. And it's just left in the final edit.
Footage,
Catsman.
What? Oh man, Z-Man Spurg the Derg highlight is still there.
Yeah, Spurg the Derg.
Spurg the Derg.
So good. He was so happy.
He obviously died to that tornado.
Nah, he's fine.
No, I think don't we have a status update from Zedman saying that he was okay after the tornado?
Yeah, there was a Twitter post that said I'm alright. God, I could see him dying and then never telling anyone his Roomba story.
Well, yeah, I still want to hear the Roomba story. God damn it.
I've heard it.
You've heard it. Can you tell us? I'd say, can you tell us? But you're really, really quiet. So you, in mastering, you
it's
probably won't even.
Something about a cat shitting in the room. I can't remember. Like either the Roomba picked it up or the cat was like standing on it and shot on it, or like yeah, the Roomba like vacuumed up a bunch of cat shit. I think.
Quality.
Jesus, so, it's 11 months ago.
If, what? It's not 11 months ago.
Spurg the Derg is apparently 11 months ago.
Oh, right, yeah.
So
I thought you meant it's 11 months ago right now. I was kind of freaked out.
What?